This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
Yo, what up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez, Real Ass Podcast, coming at you on May 8th. It's a Monday. Smack you in the face. International superstar Zach Amico crushing dick. What's up, nigga?
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Chilling, man. Feeling pretty good. Pretty good. We got two guests today, as always. That's a new format. If we have one guest, it means that they are very special, okay? If we have two guests, you know, they're picking up their own weight, okay? So, you know, the guys we have today, well, one is a girl, one's a guy. They're about half as valuable as, like, a huge guest, you know? That's a compliment, too. Being half huge is big. Dave Smith is here, guys. Dave just leaves. He's like, I'm not doing
off this fucking shit show. First off, there's one guest here. I'm the only person here.
Well, you're huge right now. You're huge right now, but it's because our other guest isn't here yet. And I guess we'll introduce her when she finally gets here, if she finally gets here.
Oh, I like the suspense.
Yeah.
This is a great mug.
Oh, the
I love the
guest
digital mugs.
Yeah, no,
it's like
nice.
A mug that's made for like a commercial. Like I should be drinking this and then notice the camera on me like right away. Like, oh hey you, what are you doing here?
It's a quality mug. It's a quality mug. Look man, we got a great show planned today. It's a huge day in history as always. So we're gonna get into some shit, okay? But you know what? Let's get the plugs out of the way right now. Let's do the plugs. And
today I'm gonna be trying to be famous. I'm just trying. I have no patience unless it's patience for playing operation. I'm castrating anybody to
stop it.
I ain't trying to be famous.
Stop
I'm just
it, Shannon. No, I know. I know you didn't. We need to fucking figure this all out.
I love what you guys are doing with the show.
Now, here's the thing. We're going to edit that from the show that goes out on iTunes. That's okay. We're going to make it nice and smooth. It's going to be beautiful. The people in the live chat, they love hearing the little fuck ups.
Yeah. Peek behind the curtain. Chop, chop.
So let's just make the song start when the song starts, Shannon. Can we do that? Because you almost never do that, and I've never really made a big deal out of it, but today's the day that I decided I'm going to make a big deal out of
it. You're known for letting things go.
Yeah.
If you could cut out the part where Akash sang and is fucking yelling at a football team before the song starts.
Just get play it.
Everybody's
now go back. Like you're going to edit it all anyway, so it doesn't matter. So bring it back. It'll be a nice and clean, beautiful edit. That's fine.
Yeah. I'm the most underrated. Everybody say they spitting fire like a dragon, nigga. Watch me come.
Plugs, let's do it. Dave, what do you got coming up, buddy?
Ooh, well, as you guys know, I'm filming my debut comedy special, which is produced by Gas Digital. It's called Libertas, and that's going to be out this summer. So probably late summer, I think, is what we're targeting as a release. So keep your eyes out for that. Tickets to the taping are sold out. However, if you're in the New York City area and you don't have tickets to the taping, I'm running the hour at the Creek in the Cave on Friday and Saturday, the 26th and the 27th of this month, May. And Lewis, I think you're going to be on one of those shows. Or no,
are
you not able to?
I might be on the Saturday night show. Dan Soder's on Friday. Tim Dillon's definitely on.
So it's going to be great
Saturday.
Shows.
Great shows. Those guys are open up, but you're running the hour front to back. And I've been working with you on the hour. It's unbelievable. So
thank you very much. Lewis is fucking. Lewis has been doing everything with me on this hour, really helping me put it together, and literally every inch of it, not just the material, but like every. Lewis is directing and producing and butt fucking.
I've been butt fucking while he's listening to his own special. If you want to be, let me tell you something. If you want to really, you know, test your art and the way that you fucking perceive what you do.
Well, it's about throwing different obstacles at you.
Yes.
You know, I'll be honest. When Lewis first proposed this writing method, I was skeptical. But the first day I came up with three new tags. And I was like, you know what? It's a match. Results speak for themselves.
I just want to go back in time a little bit to note that Lewis said buckfuttin, which is definitely my new pseudonym when I sign into hotels.
Buckfuttin.
Buckfuttin.
How are you kicking me out of this chat? I didn't say one curse.
Buck.
I asked everyone if they wanted to go download some buckfuttin. Let me just also say, if you are listening, this weekend I'll be out in Sacramento opening for Big Jay Oakerson. So if we got any skanks out there, come watch me. Fuck, this is
what happened? A little low. Zach Amico, what's up?
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. If you're listening live, I'm doing a show at my favorite bar in New York City, Lucky 13 Saloon, Wednesday night at 8. It's a free show, me and Mike Racine. And I'm going to be in L.A. with Lewis the 20th through the 27th. So wherever Lewis is, I will be creepily hanging out behind him.
I like that. Butt fucking me, keeping me on my toes. Right?
Buck Futter, baby.
Buck Futter. May 20th to 27th, as Zach just said, we will be in Los Angeles doing the roast battle, battling Kim Cogdon at the Comedy Store. Going to also be at the Laugh Factory, Venice Beach, California. I'll be down there doing a show on that that Wednesday, which is a fucking killer show. I'm on Kill Tony. I'm doing Bert Kreischer's podcast. I'm doing Joey Diaz's podcast.
It's
going to
be a fun trip.
It's going to be a crazy one. All right, crazy fucking trip. Also, June 23rd through 25th, Skankfest New York City. It is sold out, but you can still win tickets by following at SkankfestNYC on Twitter. Or check this out, because I'm a fucking weirdo, and I wanna prove that dick jokes can create some positive energy in the world. If you commit an act of kindness, make it big, bitch. Make it a big fucking act of kindness. Change the world, okay? I'm picking the top three people that can show me video or photographic proof that they are committing an act of kindness in the name of Skankfest. I'm picking the top three. They're going to win a pair of free tickets to Skankfest. VIP passes all weekend.
Did you guys hear one Gomite went and took out ISIS?
Yeah. There's some shit like that. No, but I had a guy that went and cleaned Josh Boggs. Him and his friends cleaned up 300 pounds worth of garbage out of this like beautiful waterfall. Yeah. I had another guy give a bunch of homeless people a bunch of food.
Yeah, that guy, he gave a bunch of blankets to the Native Americans.
Yeah.
They were infected.
Also, right now, go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. Another contest. I love contests. I'm a contest guy.
You really are.
I really am. If you do that right now, between May 1st and June 1st, whoever leaves us a 5-star ranking, positive review, I'm going to pick three random reviewers. And they're going to win a brand new Real Ass Podcast t-shirt. Because we have the new t-shirts in the store. Shannon, go to the store on the Gas Digital website.
They're cool looking. They're really cool.
Yeah, I got a new shirt up. All three of them are going to be up. There's three new shirts coming out for the Real Ass Podcast. The first one is up today. The old one is gone. If you guys fucked up and didn't buy the Real Ass Dude shirt, you just fucked up. That's it.
Why don't we use Shannon to model the shirts?
Yeah, Shannon is better looking than the dude that we have here. Shannon, turn the music off. So, yeah, pull it up. Oh, and the hoodie should be out of the store, too. That hoodie is not going to be available, so fuck that. But that's a brand new Real Ass Podcast monogram shirt. So, I don't know why it says Real Ass Dude Podcast. Just fucking want something to go right in this company. Ralph!
Who the fuck runs this company? Oh, wait.
Ralph! It's our company. It just looks so bad. Look, it says Real Ass Dude Podcast on the website, please, for the new shirt. Bad. It does say, it says Real Ass Dude Podcast. That's not the name of the podcast on our network. Yeah, please, just for the love of God, let's take that down. It just drives me out of my mind. I have people going. I'm sending people to our website with typos on it.
It's funny that it got to the point of you promoting it on the show and pulling it up on the screen. And right here we have, Lewis is gay. Why does it say that? Who okayed this?
It's just a picture of my son's mother getting butt-fucked by three dudes.
Oh, dude, that was that the one that we went with, or was that the one that we turned down?
That's
I can't remember.
T-shirt.
Dude, we were spending so much time on the t-shirt. Did that make the final cut, or did we go with the RAP?
Just be with a sign that says, I love buck-futtin'.
Buck-futtin'.
That is a better t-shirt.
Holy shit, man. All right, well, anyway, guys, welcome to the show. Great show planned today. Our guest is still not here. Nothing's going right, but that's
I'm
actually...
I'm here. I'm a guest.
You're a guest, sorry. Dave, you're an honorary real-ass dude.
You're not a guest. You're family.
Yeah, baby.
Man, that's the only honorary title anyone's ever wanted to return.
Okay, so here's the deal, man. Great show planned. One thing I wanted to say...
I forgot that was coming. We need another one of these.
Yeah, we're on a show right now.
Sorry. She's coming.
Well, you're talking into a microphone. If you want to whisper it into Shannon's ear, that's fine. So here's the deal. There's some crazy shit happening in the world right now, and I'm sure Dave can shine some light on it. And I don't really want to have light shined on it, Dave. But I want you to, because you've done this segment before. So I want you to really just say, really, Dave, don't worry about it. We'll figure it out, dude.
Like you're. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. So I'm listening.
It's fine. It's very distracting for you to be.
Okay, sorry. I'm trying to get my hand.
I have producers in studio that can.
Okay, just tell me.
No, let me say this. I want to make it very clear because you know it's my show and it's falling fucking apart right now. Okay, we have a producer in studio. Okay, we have an entire fucking staff here that is supposed to have this shit fucking figured out. So I don't want my guests. I don't care if it's Dave. I don't care whoever it else is. The guests aren't supposed to be figuring out that headphones aren't working and that a jack isn't working in real time. That needs to be figured out by the producers of the show.
This is the Real Ass Dude podcast.
I agree with you.
Not on the fucking show in real time when I'm trying to have a fucking conversation, okay? So I just need things to come to fucking gather at Gas Digital and with our producers here because it's a little bit frustrating sometimes. Hi, Emma.
Hey, I'm so
Welcome
sorry.
Welcome to the show.
I 20 didn't realize
minutes
this was
late.
Live.
It's okay.
I'm
no, no, no,
so
no.
Sorry.
I only said it was live. So anyway, Emma, nice to have you here.
Hey,
good
this
to see you, Emma.
Beautiful, guys.
It's hot. It's getting a little hot in here now.
Is it getting heated because of what you're talking about?
Yes, because I'm trying. No, because you got here.
Oh, I got. Hey, hello.
Yeah.
Well, I just came from the dermatologist, so my face is all messed up. But happy to be here.
You also don't know it's a video podcast.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. All right. I got to get it together. I'm having problems, but I'm happy to be here.
I
feel very vulnerable.
It's okay. No, you're doing great. I love having you on the show. It's been a while. I don't think you've been on the show since we've moved down here to the studio.
No, I'm so proud. I'm really happy for you.
Oh, thank you
and,
very much.
I mean, you really created all this stuff. You know, you made all this.
Stop it. Keep on going, though.
Because last time, right
before you came in, he was talking about what a mess the whole thing
is. Oh, really?
But yeah, that's,
actually, you know what? Don't ever say that again, because I would not be responsible for such horseshit.
Yeah, never
if
mind.
If I was in charge of this network.
Who's the boss?
It's so funny if you just saw how that flowed, where Lewis is just like, this place is a shit show. Nothing's going right. Everything's fucking up. And then Emma walks in and she goes, this is all you, Lewis. Just think about it. Every inch.
And
Lewis
you're the
J. Gomez.
Yeah.
It really is just a microcosm for Lewis the man.
Lewis just sitting yelling.
Am I yelling? I'm not wrong. And I move past it. Emma actually put me back in a better mood. Thank you.
Oh, good.
Emma.
No problem.
That was
anytime.
All you have a magical energy.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Like a leprechaun. You also have a leprechaun-y vibe to you. I just
really?
That. Like Lucky. Pull up the Lucky the Charms
are they,
mascot.
Are they like swindlers?
Are they?
Aren't
Jews?
Leprechauns?
It always
are leprechaun
seemed,
Jews?
Oh, if I'm basing Krispies. All my knowledge on the commercials for Lucky Charms of leprechauns, but it always seemed like an involuntary, contentious relationship. Like, it's like they're chasing him. Like, he doesn't really want to give them the
right.
fucking
they're
pot of gold.
Him.
They want that shit, and they're fucking like, yeah, like it's...
Yeah, just in general, like leprechauns...
Leprechaun's not happy to be there, and the kids
yeah,
don't like
to take
leprechaun.
Their money.
Yeah.
But I'm saying they do. They're very protective over their giant pot of gold.
It's like, what are you even doing? What type of leprechaun economy do you need gold for?
Leprechaun
like,
might
gold?
Even be like a German Jew type name.
Could be.
It's like Moisha Leprechaun.
If I had a big pot of gold, I bet I'd be pretty friendly with it.
Would
I'd keep a certain amount. I would lie about how much I had. So I would like keep like 50% for myself and no one could touch it.
Yeah.
And then I would tell everyone else I had a certain amount and then see.
Yeah, it's like if you win the lottery, they don't know how much you take home. Exactly. You just fucking throw some to the side. So you'd be very generous with your pot of gold.
I'd be generous with my pot of gold, but I would lie about the amount I had.
Pull up Lucky the Leprechaun. Tell me it doesn't kind of look like Emma Willman.
Oh, tell me
it doesn't kind of look like Emma.
I'll
if you're
it.
Not Lucky the Leprechaun for Halloween this year,
okay.
It is a missed opportunity.
I hate dressing up for Halloween.
No, you don't got to get dressed up. Just go out in a green shirt. It's all
oh,
you need
cool
to do.
Leprechaun costume. Oh, man, you nailed it.
This is just how I look.
I'm just eating breakfast.
Yeah, they're kind of cute.
Oh, shit. So, no, what are the... Hold on. I've never made the Leprechaun Jew connection before. And now I'm just going to realize that.
The whole world starts fitting into place once you make the leprechaun Jew connection.
Lewis cracks the code.
Oh, my God.
It's a thing.
Listen to me.
Trust your gut.
Pull up a box of Lucky Charms right now. They have a Star of David fucking charm.
Wait, I was going to say, I thought it would be like an anti-Semitic thing.
What?
It was like bad. This is a Jewish thing.
Yeah. Listen, do you ever read Mein Kampf? All right, the first line
read
is,
it.
I never made the Jewish leprechaun connection before.
Pull this up
it's the
right
whole
now.
Book.
I got a funny story about Mein Kampf.
Go to the stars.
That's a great way to start a sentence.
Okay, that's not the right one, Shannon. Think about this. Now, wouldn't we go with the non-swirl specialty one?
Hey, what are you going to do around here?
I got a story about Mein Kampf. I took a class on how Hitler used media to become a dictator. So we had to read Mein Kampf mm-hmm. and all the books
good
and
book.
Stuff. I skimmed it, but we had to get all the stuff. So I had a backpack full of Hitler literature for the class. And when I first started comedy in Boston, like I'm an idiot. I'm a spacey. I'm an idiot. I left my backpack at a comedy club. And I was like, oh, my God, my backpack is full of Hitler
hilarious.
Literature. And I, like, ran in. And there was
Hitler
literature. And there was this guy, Rob. He's a comic in Boston. I'm forgetting his last name. And he's like, oh, you're so stressed out. What do you got up on that? Should I Hitler books in there? And I was like, give me the backpack. And then I just ran out.
And that's it. So now he just thinks that you're a Hitler youth.
I don't know if he looked in it or if he was just joking around.
You also kind of look like a Hitler youth and a leprechaun. These are all the same
I'm
things
German
at the same
too.
Time. Are you?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, you guys really can't read about Hitler. I think that's actually illegal.
It was for
illegal.
The class, though. It was for a
yeah,
class.
Yeah, they should outsource that to like maybe French people.
Look at
the
Lucky Charm star. Look at the star.
Oh, that's a Jew.
That's the old one,
no,
too.
That's clearly a Jew.
Pull up the new one, Shannon, the one that you just had
right
up a minute
here.
Ago.
There. Yeah, look at it. Oh, they had one.
The one with them raining down, Shannon.
Wait,
you
that's
just had
crazy.
It
wait, so the Jewish has the Jewish, I feel like I'm not saying this right. The Jewish had the, they're the They're the lucky
dirty
charm.
Jews. Just say it.
And then who? And then the Germans are trying to take their money.
I just want to point out that Shannon might be mentally retarded. I can't handle like what's happening right now. It needs to be pointed out. I know she's freaking out right now. She's on chocolate Lucky Charms. How is it possible?
Oh no.
I would like to note that the grain pieces in Lucky Charms are the Jesus fish.
Look.
What?
Look, you don't see it at the top, Shannon? At the top, the fucking Jesus star?
Oh, I see. You're doing great, Shannon.
No, she's not. She usually does great. And today, here's the thing, okay? I can't tiptoe around Shannon. Shannon's an unbelievable producer. She's great. But today, her brain is mush. I have no idea. That was craziness.
Lewis, you're known for tiptoeing around people.
Oh, this is awesome. I feel like such a dickbag. I didn't know this was live. I suck.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it. It's all just falling. It's okay. Well, sometimes the show needs to fall apart. Just to let us know that we're alive.
Just so we can build it back better and stronger.
We have the technology.
Why do you fall down?
Get back up.
Thank you, Emma. Yes. Thank you very much. So, yes, I do believe that leprechauns are Jews. That was the point of all of that.
I'd say it's very possible.
Okay, let's guess the news.
Ooh.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information.
I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
Okay, world news, guys. Here it is. There was something in France having to do with an election. Le Pen was the bitch. She's the Trump.
You don't even understand that it wasn't something having to do with an election. Election.
This is the way I do the news, too.
Yeah.
This is me in my brain.
But even for Lewis, that was a misunderstanding of the story.
Pen.
There was an election. It wasn't
the presidential?
Yeah.
I don't think they're a president. I'm guessing.
Well, they
call themselves presidents, so it's not like another thing.
Presidente. Fucking. How do you say president in French, Shannon?
That's definitely.
Presidente.
I don't actually know if it's president or whatever they call it, but it's Parliament. The head person.
I go with president.
Dave, I prefaced the fucking segment as she walked in with, you're going to know the deal, okay? So let me present the evidence know, and then you tell us how close we are.
And the woman, I love that.
I wasn't correcting anything except that there is an election.
Dude, no, you sort of corrected me. I was one sentence in.
We'll scroll back.
Let's figure. All right,
fine.
So I want to see if you know more than I know.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so we'll figure out what we know, okay?
Oh, boy.
Le Pen, she was the Trump, okay? Mm-hmm. And the other guy, Mercadel, or something like that, he was her opposition. He won by a pretty big margin, okay? And now a lot of white people in America are saying, dude, well, good luck when fucking Muslims blow up your country, France. That's what I know.
You fucking nailed it.
And
go
he's
ahead.
Really liberal. He's real, and did, but didn't he start a whole new party? Isn't this like a whole new party?
Oh, he's a party like a Coke guy?
He said a whole new party.
You guys want to go all Trump or you want to...
Oh, hey, guys. We could round up Muslims or we could...
I say that we round up all of the Muslims. I say that we round up all of the pussy motherfucker.
Oh, you know what? This guy makes a lot of good points. I think we'll just vote for him. Wait a minute. Boom, boom.
Who would rather a brand new party
versus
some boring old fucking bitch?
Was it a new party? I know that there are two big parties lost.
I thought they were saying like, real skimming, but I thought that it was saying like that this formed out of a new thing, and then also it might take over the other elections.
Mm.
I sound real.
That was a very good guess the news angle.
I am pulling at straws, but that's what I saw.
I don't know much about this
shit. What's her deal? Where did she come from? Why is she like?
Well,
here's
the thing. Okay,
is she just evil? Is she a pawn?
And Dave, I'll let you correct everything we said, and we'll move on because I don't want to get too fucking heavy into politics.
It.
All right, good. Here's the problem. Okay, our media needs new shit every day. So then they went, oh, there's a connection between this bitch and Trump. We can get everybody to click the fucking shit out of this.
Is she?
What was that?
I was pulling about the election and a video played automatically.
Oh, it's okay. Good. So
a
what
good
is it?
Speaker.
Yeah, president. President in French is president.
President. Is the woman a good speaker? Because so much of it just comes down to charisma of the
politician.
She must not be.
Look, dude, there's
everyone who speaks French. That sounds great. Like no matter what.
She doesn't sound. Does she? Is she like?
Oh, well, look, she was like
charming.
Let's hear her speaking. I want to hear. I want to hear a speech from.
That's so, and it's harder for women.
How
to
can
be
you
charming.
Tell in French? In French, I don't know, man.
No, but it's easy for you to be lucky charming.
Fuck yeah!
Boom!
You get an opportunity, you go for it. Go.
Boom! 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 Nah, 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 nah. I want to hear her talk. Maybe she's charming as
Sarah
shit.
Sarah Palin was charming.
I met her in an elevator, and she was fucking smoking.
Oh yeah,
smoking.
I was very attracted to her.
Her story was there was a guy who accosted me in an elevator, and he touched me.
Yeah,
yeah.
He kept saying I was smoking.
Wait, and did she have security all around her?
No,
it was just her. You sure it was her?
This was after the election. She was going into Fox to do some shit. It was her and like a representative from Fox. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, going into Fox, they come in like very. I've seen like some really, really big level like people, and they'll be like, what's her name, Kellyanne Conway, that Trump's wife.
She doesn't have
one
security.
One guy in her.
She's not attractive.
There. No, she was not super attractive.
But I would think that Sarah Palin would have security for life, right?
You think so?
I would think so.
No, because she was never actually. You know, she was.
But doesn't Amy Schumer have security?
Yeah, Amy's important.
Yeah. And Amy, well, Amy's
that, like,
probably more rich than Sarah Palin at this point.
Oh, yeah.
But are they as...
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, look up their net worths. I would love to know Amy Schumer versus...
Amy's worth way more than Sarah Palin.
Net worth.
Amy Schumer's net worth, the last time I checked it, was not accurate. Cause
last time I checked it was this morning.
She does $1 million for her
book. I check Amy's net worth every day just to see if it's fluctuating.
Just updating constantly.
Well, she got a lot of IBM stock, and that took a hit this morning. So.
Oh, shit.
I bet she's worth $10 million.
Amy Schumer?
Yeah.
I think more. I think
way
more.
Way more.
$10 million. I think this year. I think
dude,
this year she
here's the thing. I think her apartment's probably worth $8 million. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, net worth is everything. If you liquidated all your assets
and
everything.
I think Amy's, I'd go like
40.
Yeah, that's a good guess. 40 mil.
No way.
Amy Schumer was $16 million and Sarah Palin's $12 million.
You're dumb, Shannon. You're fired. It's
wait,
over.
Let's look it up.
Nope. Shannon, find
wait.
Facts to back up our guesses.
Wait, Amy Schumer's worth, because then Louis C.K.'s net worth was $20
million. No, it's more than that. It's crazy. Net worth? Are you fucking crazy?
It's what I Googled.
Well, maybe that's, look, a lot of
all of those net worth things are wrong. I've talked, Bisping was telling me about this. He was like, yeah, they have no fucking idea what my net worth
is. Well, I know a lot of people say that. I've heard a lot of different people be like, I've heard Howard Stern say a whole bunch of times, like, they're just like, oh, everyone just runs like, oh, Howard Stern signed a contract for like $140 million. He goes, oh, I'm not even going to get into what the details were, but it's not $140 million. And every news outlet is saying this, and it's like a really weird thing where like they literally just run with it. It's your private information, so you're either going to come out and prove them wrong by giving up your private information, or you just kind of sit back and you're like, oh, okay, whatever.
What can I hear Le Pen speak now? Do we have this?
Je l'ai tué et le pleu, c'est les Muslims.
So was she like evil? Was she just like? Was she like?
C'est le bleu, c'est le pleu, c'est la. Ah la 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 la.
Is she like evil, or is she just?
She's like a Trump type figure. I don't know if you call her evil. The entire mainstream media thinks she's evil, and the entire mainstream media is cool with just bombing every third world country in existence. So I don't know.
Okay,
what the
let
fuck.
Me hear. Let me hear.
She would need
talking.
To be charming to be.
I want
to
hear if she's.
Is Trump charming?
In a way.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
That's her?
French patriots. How grateful I am.
No, I don't want to hear the fucking...
Should lead.
I want to hear it in French. I don't want to hear some fucking translator.
I think she'd be more charming if she were fatter.
I think... Is that her concession
fat
speech?
Fat women are not charming.
What?
Fat women are not charming. Fat women... Let me explain you something about fat women. Because I know this. I know fat women inside and out. Okay? Fat women, for the most part... I can't say this, but for the most part, there's a lot of insecurity there.
Yeah.
And that dictates their life. Fat guys
can be like Chris Christie when he was fat, super charming. Then he lost weight, not so charming.
That's the problem. This is what happened with me as well.
But I think that fat women could be charming.
I lost weight, and then I started becoming very self conscious about my body. When I was just a fat guy, I never thought about my body.
Really?
But then I lost weight, and I started becoming very like every movement, everything, the way a shirt fit me, everything. And I'm now kind of coming out of it, like a little bit. Like I'm not as
you
like,
weren't
self
conscious when you were fat. Because when I was fat, I was. Always self-conscious.
Yeah, I was self-conscious, but I was accepting of it. It was never a thing where I was like, in my mind, I was never going to be thin. It was life. It's almost like debilitating back pain. You just move on from it. Like, you still deal with the pain, but you just kind of still do shit in life.
That's a really horrific example. It's like debilitating back pain. You just move on, you know?
Cancer.
You're just okay,
it's
debilitating, whatever. I'm going to do the same shit I did before, except it's debilitating back pain. No, it's the opposite of what debilitating back pain is like. It changes
the word
everything.
Debilitating by definition. Means you have to change.
You're debilitated.
What am I gonna do?
Oh, wow.
So what am I gonna do? Stop working at the factory just because of this debilitating back pain? No.
Shannon, you're forgiven for all your mistakes earlier on today. But if you fuck up again, then I have to really fuck up again in order to make it happen.
You know what?
Did you have a bad night last night?
No, I had a great night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, this is just Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
I remember you telling me this when you first lost like a ton of weight the first time. And it's a very interesting thing, though, that you just like it's a real, like just, you know, like being, like you said, like a fat kid and then like almost realizing that you do have control over this thing.
Yeah.
Like what an empowering thing that is to have not. And it's crazy because when you're
and
a kid,
scary.
They really didn't understand shit no. like you understand now. But now it's like there's just like you can go
well,
online.
Like my kid just in a much better position like in life. Like he's going to understand what healthy eating is. He's going to understand legitimate what exercises, like his mom's really
and you also his mom's also got like a really good, like she's thin, so it's not yeah. like you didn't have a kid with enough. Hopefully she gets his thin genes and yeah. then you can
understand fitness though and then eat for emotional reasons, because my mom was super like healthy and then I got fat.
Oh, I just put on fucking like 70 pounds and just lost it again.
Dude,
I mean, like I just, you know, I fluctuate all
the time. I was like super stressed out about some shit the other week, and I've never, it's so weird. I was really stressed out and I started having a craving for sugar unlike I've fucking had as an adult. I went in a store and bought a fucking candy bar. Like, I haven't done that since I was 12 years old. Like, I just went and bought a candy bar. And I'll tell you, dude, when you don't eat like sugar like that, you realize what a fucking drug it is, dude.
Yeah,
I had like a peak and a crash.
Yeah,
like you really go through it. You're like, holy shit.
You feel it affect your brain chemistry.
Yeah, it's fucking.
You just had one?
Yeah, I just fucking.
Yeah, you're not a fat guy, dude.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, if you like line them up.
That's like, that's like if you're like just, that's like you go on a fucking date with a dude, but you don't do anything. That's nothing. That's so you hang out and you're like, I think I'm attracted to this guy, but then you ignore the feeling.
Right.
What are you just talking about?
You didn't dive in, dude. You fucking like you ignored a fluttering feeling. You were at the beach with your buddy. You saw his abs.
I got to
like,
second base with a Reese's peanut butter
no,
cup.
You didn't. Dude, every candy bar you get, that's a new step in that.
So I made out. I made out with a Reese's.
Barely.
That's
dude.
First base is making out. No. Mm.
I don't know. I consider the first one not first base. That's just you glancing at him, and he caught you. Looking at his ass.
I've never seen someone make that jump from candy.
I'm gay.
I remember the first. Candy.
By the way, the first time I ever kissed a girl, because I was at first base with her, I remember I immediately went to my buddy to like brag to him. I was in seventh grade, so we like made out, and then I went to like his place.
To teach him how to kiss?
Yeah. I was like, hey, dude, this is what I learned. But he just right away, I remember just undercut it. He goes, oh, nice, dude. Did you grab her ass? And I was like, no, I didn't grab her ass. And he goes, you pussy. I just took all the steam out of it. And that's what you guys just did.
That's
my candy bar story.
That's not even a base grabbing the ass. That's like a separate.
She had a nice ass.
But getting a candy bar when you don't eat candy, you do feel how much it fucks you up.
Yeah, that's
you
the point
do.
I was making. Because like
we're
heroin.
Just binge eating it. It's all getting clogged in. So you have one.
If I eat a candy bar, I've just like it's a really sad thing.
Oh, me too. If I do it now, things have gone wrong, and it's not
it
one,
really
and
is.
It's a spiral,
yes.
And it's to recoup. It's a whole thing.
I'm the same.
It's
way.
Really sad. There's no like, oh, I'll just have a candy bar. It's a layer. It's a spiral
because
of depression because I've already crossed that
I've
line
made
years
a
ago.
Decision that I don't. Fucking care.
Is this so weird?
That one candy bar.
Oh, me
if you
too.
Ever see
it's
me
so symbolic.
Eating a fucking candy bar in public, just know something has happened in my life where like Lewis is letting go.
Right.
Knock
why doesn't he
hand.
Have pants?
It's
what the hell happened to him?
It's
he's crying.
Were you? Did you feel like you were more charming when you were chubby though? Because a
yes.
lot of like, did, or is it like less threatening? Because I'll wonder that. I'm trying to think of chubby women that could be charming, though. Well, I feel like I'll say this, and you guys would be like, no.
Let me see.
But wasn't, like, when Rosie O'Donnell had her talk show, wasn't she a little charming?
Hold on.
I think
charming,
there's a difference between charming and non-threatening.
Okay.
Well, hold on. When you say charming, are you meaning attractive?
No, I mean, like, friendly and, like,
you
more...
want to be friends with that person.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the way that I would describe charming, is if you want to be friends... Like, Michael Che, I remember earlier...
Very charming.
So you,
he's
fat. I met Michael
Wait,
Che,
what are you saying?
And I was
I'm
like,
sorry, I lost track.
I get why he did very well in the industry, because... I wanted him to like me. It was this
yeah,
weird
he's very
thing.
Charming.
Your old manager who works at True TV
Maureen
now.
Taran.
Maureen Taran. Very charming.
Hopefully.
There's something about her. You talk
yeah,
to
she
her,
always
like,
remembers everyone's name.
Yeah, I just want you to... Yeah, if there's something about that. Yeah, Ben Bailey.
Gary Goldman is the guy who always really impressed me with that. Gary Goldman knows everyone's fucking
very
name.
Charming.
I met Gary Goldman like once where I was like 6 months into comedy, and then I didn't meet him again for like maybe another year, and he was like, Dave Smith, what's going on?
Yeah,
dude?
That's huge.
And it meant so much to me. Like, it makes you feel like a million
and
bucks.
When someone
like,
throws
in all fairness, he might have just been guessing.
I also, by the way, I wore a name tag for my first 3 years.
When if someone also seems like they're depressed, that kind of makes them charming too, because they're not like high in themselves. So like Chris DiStefano, I always think of as very charming, but it's like people that aren't like, don't have a big ego in certain ways.
Right.
And then you're like, aw.
Yeah, no. I think fat women, it's a difficult thing because I also feel sad around them. You know what I'm saying? Like, not.
Can you think of one fat woman who's charming?
Not fat, like fat. Paula Deen. I'm talking about like.
Oh yeah, great.
Like obese, like or you know, not even older women, young. No. Young, like an 18-year-old fat girl. When I'm around an 18-year-old, like really fat girl, right? Like really.
Do you think you could be projecting, maybe?
No.
Like you'd be sad if you were.
No. Her? I feel the same feeling that I feel when I'm around a 4-year-old blind kid. I'm like, oh, I just feel so bad.
Right.
It's like, please, somebody help them.
Yeah.
You know, what am I going to do?
Lewis gives them both the finger. He's like, they can't see it.
They don't even know.
They don't know.
I just throw candy.
Stupid fatty.
I bet there's tons of
If you
of
don't
charming.
Move, they can't see you. They see with their smell.
What about Melissa McCarthy? She's really charming.
I'm sure she is.
I think fat black chicks are charming.
Oh, that's true. Mm.
Like, I think Yamanika is charming.
Yeah.
She's not like Yamanika. I don't mean fucking insulting her or something like that. But I love Yamanika.
I think Yamanika knows she's fat.
But
she's doing a lot of working out. You follow her on Instagram?
Yeah, she's not. She's actually doing good.
Yeah, I titty fuck Yamanika. Why not?
I love Yamanika.
But I think a lot of like black chicks who are big are just like they don't have. It's more of like a white girl insecurity thing about that like thin complex. I think first off, I think a lot of black dudes are into that, and then a lot of black chicks are like it's just not as much of a thing.
Have you dated a big girl?
To be ashamed of? Oh no, never me. I have standards, but I would. Excuse me for a second. No, I'm just fucking kidding.
He just said they date black guys.
I've definitely hooked up with some big girls before, but I've never like.
What's the fattest girl you've ever hooked up with?
Oh, you know, something really gross. 120, 125 pounds. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm just being an asshole. That's not true. I don't know, dude.
I don't give a shit, dude. Girls have the same conversations about guys. That's the stupid double standard. Like, you can.
Oh, dude. So
but some
sorry.
Hot we girls allowed, like fat guys.
And that's okay.
I've had two friends that are like super pretty, and they're like, I don't know what it is. I just like dating like big guys. And
would they do the podcast?
Yeah. I don't know why I look. I don't know. But they. But that's like their thing.
Yeah, of course, and I'm saying that, you know, that might be some sort of, like, psychological fuck-up.
It makes
them
feel small.
In their DNA. No, it's, like, some sort of, like, daddy issue. I'm telling you right now, that's not normal.
Yeah, it's one of my old roommates.
A while ago, who did we have on? That does, like, fat,
Grant Gordon.
Grant Gordon. He dates, like, fat chicks.
I love Grant Gordon. I miss that
And
guy.
Goes onto these, like, fat chick websites, and he's into, like, food play and, like, really big girls, like, 400, 500-pound girls. That's what turns him on. And I'm not saying it's
good
wrong, but I'm saying there is some miswiring in his brain that makes that it's a deviancy, and it's like that turns him on. Is it people that are attracted to feet? I'm not saying they're a bad person if you like to lick and smell people's feet, but it's a deviancy.
Yeah, there's something, some association.
Yeah, like I tend to agree with that. Like I don't, and by the way, once you get to that point, it's like, oh, you had a rough childhood, you're an adult, you meet some other adult, you're both into weird shit. I don't judge you for doing it. I'm into some weird shit that I do, but there's no question, like if you're into like something that's a little bit deviant, like sex. You see people's childhood issues in them. Like,
of
when
course.
You know a chick, you fuck a chick like that in, like, a really rough way, you see exactly, like, they will almost say shit during sex that you realize you're like, oh, you're, and that is not, if you're a good parent, if you're, like, two people who love each other, who raise a kid the right way, you're not, if you do it the right way, they're probably not going to want to be choked unconscious during sex.
Right.
Like,
they're not
going to want to
fuck clowns.
Like, I'm not judging that.
If you're a person who, let me explain something. If you don't.
We all want to fuck clowns, but
Dave,
we weren't raised
right.
Wanna,
if you want to fuck clowns, right, think, if you're listening to the show right now, you're like, dude, I have this crazy attraction.
Good 40% of Lewis's audience clearly wants to fuck clowns.
But if you have this attraction to them, right, just know you were probably raped by a clown when you were
there.
If you don't, if you can't connect the reason, the dots why you really want to fuck a clown
what
that
about?
Turns you on, I'm telling you, your uncle was a clown and he fingered you a lot when you were a baby and it's burnt into your fucking brain. And somebody should look into it.
What about incest stuff?
What?
People, I always mean people
you
that are
you
want
to do it?
New topic. What do you guys
what
think
about it? Because, I mean, that's the most common one that I'll get where people want to do, like, you know, stepbrother, stepsister, like, role play like that. But
that's,
when you, once you do the
stepsister's not.
Yeah, but I feel
that's
like.
That's not incest
that's
at all.
Good
that's
to go.
I feel like that's about. Tiptoeing around the full on. Anytime I've done role playing where it's like incesty type, then they'll be like, oh, stepdad, step. I'm like, you want me to, then they're really looking for the other thing. They're just trying to make it soft.
What I get all the time, what girls is
but that was
very common
ago.
Is the daughter daddy thing.
Of course.
I mean, girls really, really
I had a girl
like
recently,
the daughter daddy
to another level daughter daddy thing. I'm talking about like wanted to come over and play with my son's toys. Like in like fucking children's outfits. Like did
that's
the,
another
did,
thing.
Did the role playing thing to the point where, you know, and I was
so
like
you did it.
No, but here's the thing.
To the point where you're like, this is even hotter now.
Yeah. So
like,
she got to play with
the
toys.
So now I can't come unless my kids' toys are involved.
No.
Very weird. No. Here's the thing. We started texting and she's I didn't do anything with her. But the what she was doing was, she was like, yeah, you know, like, I've been such a bad girl. Will you buy me Play-Doh and, like, send it to my house? And I'm going, like, this is a little weird. And I'm kind of playing along because I want to fuck her because she's hot.
Right.
So I'm kind of playing along, right?
She's like, oh, okay, you're going to put that Play-Doh on my dick? She's like, no, so then, I'm going to make shapes.
This is another thing. It's a whole other subset of that.
So then she, I was like, all right, yeah, you know, how old are you? Like, you know, 14, 15, you know, trying to play along. She's like, no, I'm 6.
I had that one time, too.
And she wouldn't let go of the, yeah. I mean, can we just be a little older?
Yeah.
Can we pretend you're 12? Can we just meet in the middle somewhere for this fantasy?
I had the same thing.
Because I cannot get hard thinking of a 6-year-old.
I had the same
but
thing.
But I can get hard thinking of a 14-year-old.
If I have to. In a pinch? Yeah. Sure.
I had this. I was
backs
having
against
phone sex with someone. And I kept saying, what age are you? And then all of a sudden, and she kept lowering her age. And then she said, she was like, wanted me to pretend that I was like her, like, stepdad giving her a bath when she was a kid. And then she said that she was like, I'm 3. And I was like, ooh.
3?
Yeah.
That's not even sexual at all. I mean, like, 6.
I felt
maybe
really
the 6
gross.
Sounds better.
I felt sad.
But no, there's guys who will do that, like, diapers, wanting to get changed. They'll shit in a diaper and make the woman change him. Like, that's part of their, like,
that's, I feel like that's what that girl was.
You were fucked when you were a baby. I'm sorry. Like, that's craziness.
But that's my thing. Where I loved it when Lisa Ann, I've brought this up a lot, but when Lisa Ann was on Legion of Skanks, I found that so refreshing. Where she's like, because she's, like, not just a porn star, but, like, runs a porn business. It's like, I'm kind of a like an entrepreneur, a porntrepreneur, cool. If you will. And she goes, look, everybody who's in porn, your parents failed.
Yeah,
because that's fine. Like, I don't judge it. Let's make our money. Let's do this. But let's not.
Which
pretend.
Is everyone. I'm sure there's like 5 that they had great, loving parents and everything. Was
I don't even know. I don't even know if I believe in the 5. To
actually,
be honest,
yeah.
But let me tell you, I'll say this.
No,
I,
because they could have something like physical.
Maybe
they
could
have a physical thing that wasn't about their upbringing.
If I had to bet,
yeah.
You're right. Yeah. If I had to bet, I would bet there aren't. Even those manic things, people have those traits, but if they're raised in normal environments, they're less likely to act out on them. Schizophrenia, there are lots of people who have both the genes that you need for it, but
I'm
it just
sure
lies dormant.
Can you, and can you like, find out if you have the schizophrenia genes?
I think so. But I think
I
you
bet
have to like,
I do.
Have
it's
your,
in my
I think it's like genetic testing.
Really?
And I hear voices all the time.
But
they're saying, boo.
Hack. Thief. Boo. Go home.
Okay, all right.
Wet all right. Back. What was that one?
Did you meet up with her? Are you going to meet up with her?
No. I can't do it. I can't like a child. That's crazy.
Yeah, 6 is.
Look, here's the thing. As a dude, like, we can fucking go pretty far to, like, to get off.
Of
like,
course.
You know, I'll play along. But 6 is to a level where I'm like, I can't do
she
it.
She should have eased. Did she even try to ease you into that?
No.
Have you guys ever had someone suggest? And the first time someone suggested this, I was like, ah! But then, you know, you get desensitized. And then, all right, what would you do if a girl suggested mommy son role play?
Nah, it just doesn't do it. Look, Lucy, I
love
that.
The same
that
thing.
Is a great, just
and,
both of our initial reactions at the same time. I just went, nah, it doesn't do it. Lucy goes,
That's what I thought too. And then I started reading the porn, and then some of it was kind of hot because it's like the mom's like, oh, I'm going to come take care of you before daddy gets home. And it's like, seems kind of nice. But then you'd want to.
Sometimes I'll snuggle with a girl and I'll snuggle in her nook. Like,
yeah.
In this part. Like.
Yeah, and that's nice.
That is the
and
gayest
I know,
shit.
No,
and I know,
nice.
No, but that is a fucking
hilarious.
Like weird like mommy issue that I have.
Oh,
no, I think
yeah.
It's wanting to be close to someone.
I think if you do it and you consciously know it's a mommy issue you have,
then
it's probably
maybe.
A mommy
issue. Go mommy
issue. Just, no, I know it's a mommy issue because I cry when I'm in there and I think about my mom. So it's really, I'm pretty sure it's a mommy issue. Dude,
you guys don't cry every time you think about your mother?
But don't you get this thing like there's a lot of people I think who are it's and I almost get part of the impulse like the left wing kind of impulse of being like no there's nothing don't judge people who are doing this like don't be shitty to someone who lives like an alternative lifestyle but then they'll go and they'll be like and there's absolutely nothing wrong and porn stars are just as well adjusted as the average person you're like wow.
And
I
also,
mean,
I'm
come
not
on.
It's not
way,
judgment.
Just saying,
it's just making
no,
an observation.
If someone went up, if someone ever said, hey, stand-up comedians are just as well-adjusted as the average person, I'd be like, shut the fuck up. That is bullshit. That's not true.
I think there's a plane overhead. Lewis is about to snap.
No. I headbutted
no,
the,
that's,
the thing. But yeah, that's the thing. Like, you have to. It's, you're right. It is a lefty
comics
liberal
are
thing.
Fucked
it's,
up
a,
people.
It's a generational thing. You have younger people that are, you know, being taught since a very, very young age that they're special and that everything that they say and think is perfect and great. And I think it kind of leads into that where you go, like, no, you have to look at the reality. Sometimes you go, yeah, these are fucked up thoughts.
Can I tell
it's
you know what's so interesting
thought,
about
you know?
As long as it doesn't hurt someone else, though, I think it's okay.
Yeah. But I was making this point last night at the fucking comedy show.
I'm gonna send you some kind of mommy stuff, and then you see if it, because I had to like read about it a little bit before it piqued my interest.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't do it, but I was like interested for like a month.
No, just like what you were saying about there's like the mindset that young people are growing up. I feel like there's almost like this this caricature idea that you're like, okay, well, society poisons you for this old, like society tells you women's role is in the kitchen and women's, and then you grow up and you have to realize, no, you know, genders are equal, like that's kind of thing. But for me, my story is almost the opposite. Like, I'm like, my starting point was everyone being like, no, women and men are completely the same. Like, everything I started with was like the liberal ideology. And then I grew up eventually going, no, I'm sorry. Actually, men and women are very different, and there's a lot of biology behind that. And it's actually science.
You don't think gender's pretty socialized?
No, I think there are socialized elements of gender, but there are 100% biological elements of it, too. I mean, but men walk around, on average, with 10 to 12 times as much testosterone pumping through their body. I mean, if you were to
There's some women that have way more testosterone. Or they could be like a fat woman and a fat guy that have more biology in common than like a thin and
No. I mean, a fat guy, a guy versus a girl, if you're talking XX chromosome or XY chromosome, no, men will always have, genetically speaking, more in common with another man. Now, they may be on a spectrum closer, like there could be, they could have a higher estrogen level and a lower testosterone level.
Yeah, like
level
what about a real butch?
Oh, I'm sorry, a lower
testosterone
level.
And then like a real, like fruity little guy. Because isn't that why the
he's
gay
still
guys
an
are
A?
Nice?
No, she's not gonna have more testosterone than him. Not without altering themselves. I don't even know if you could take.
But it's not just testosterone. Background. Testosterone is also just one element. He's also, he has a Y chromosome.
What about
it's
the guy with
the
gay
single
guy voice? Yeah. And then like a woman who's like.
There's definitely a spectrum. There's definitely a spectrum. But there's also.
She has a Y chromosome.
Right. Because I wonder about where the weirdo.
It's an X, and then it's a guy with his shoulders shook. It's like, I don't even know.
But you see, like, this happens a lot. Like, you know, you'll fucking see, like, chicks who are, like, you know, it's actually a great example of you. Like, a very pretty girl who, like, you fucking make yourself, like, you know,
more
of a
yeah.
masculine thing.
I would be even more masculine if I could, but it's just tough.
Just tough, you know?
You know, my sister's really super feminine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's straight. She's really feminine.
Yeah, yeah. I'd smash. But then you see that a lot. Or what was the one girl from Eastfield that was a lesbian who was, she was pretty dykey, but.
Yeah,
she's
Ashley, she's
really pretty.
Pretty.
She's
very
pretty.
Yeah,
very pretty. Pretty. But her essence was more that. She doesn't even have short hair or dress quite like I do, but
no.
her essence was more
yeah,
that.
No, she looks like she'd show up on a skateboard and suck your dick. Like, oh, I love it. I don't know what's happening right now.
She, yeah,
she's
her
ollied. She ollied into my window.
And she likes
I'm gonna
cute
come, cowabunga.
She likes feminine girls. She likes cute girls.
Yeah,
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 she always has a hot chick.
Do you not like feminine girls?
I do,
of course.
You do.
Yeah. Fucking,
we all do.
Come on.
Yeah, but
yeah. So
yeah,
no. By the way, I'm not like saying like I haven't like come to like I'm not like I don't know whatever. I have nothing against any group of people. I think everyone should be free to do whatever they want to do. Don't
it's
be a dick to anyone.
Homo.
Yeah, really. But I do think like the whole narrative that there's no like it's all just a social construct. Nah, I think that's crazy. There are literally these like infant ape tests where they give boy apes and girl
apes. Definitely not all
and,
a social construct. Like, maybe 60%.
I think a lot less. I think it's like look, there are people who fall into one or like don't fall into traditional categories.
What about for race? How socially constructed is that, you think?
Race, I think, is completely biological. Completely biological. We evolved on different continents
to
be different
genetically.
What about
like the social, the thoughts where it's like, you know, Asian people are bad drivers?
Like yeah, a lot of that stuff is stereotypes that might be built off, you know. Some stereotypes are
I'm not
built
trying
off
to get
some
Dave in trouble.
No, but I love talking about
they're
this
also
shit.
They're
I'm
also self-fulfilling prophecies a lot of the time as well. I think if you're expected to act a certain way and you
exactly.
kind of have this thing in your culture, and we watch it happen in hood culture all the time. You know, it's like, yeah, a big part of it is they're told that they can act this way. They're told that it's cool to act this way. And then they continue.
Or also then they're policed to be like, you have to when you step out of line.
Absolutely.
With this, you're like race,
no
class,
question.
Gender.
Oppressive, like systematic oppressive rules and forces change people. That changes a whole thing. There's lots of things that are socially constructed. But the fact that someone's skin is black and my skin is white is not because society like made us feel that way. That's biological. That's, you know. So I agree with you. There's a, you know.
And to speak to the children, like male-female thing. So my chick is a preschool teacher. And the kids are between 2 and 4. And right around 2.5, 3, she explained to me.
They're getting hot.
That the boys go to boy toys, you know, trucks and stuff
boy
like
toys.
That. And girls go to like the
but
the
are
little
they told
kitchen
to?
Thing. No,
no,
they
don't.
Do it now.
I have a 4-year-old. Trust me, We go into the
and
the
then
store.
Some kids cross over.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. But
sure.
Listen, my 4-year-old, I bring him to Target and he goes to play with the toys. Just very naturally, he went towards the boys' toys.
One day he's gonna buy him one. For now, they just go to Target.
We go.
Right.
We love the
yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
So that's a great. But it's the point that Emma made is that there will be a girl who goes in as the tomboy and plays with the boys, and there will be a guy who's like feminine. And goes, but I just don't think you should deny. For the vast majority of people, they do naturally fall into these gender roles, like to some degree. I'm not saying women's places in the kitchen, but you know,
Okay, guys, really quick before we. Before we go on with the show, I gotta talk about one of our sponsors here on the Real Ass Podcast. So excited to have mybookie.ag sponsor the show. Are you guys big gamblers at all?
I'm not, but my old roommate was a professional gambler.
Wow.
So they would like this.
I'm telling you, your old roommate would probably know about mybookie.ag because it's one of the best websites to go and place your bets on sports betting.
I bet you 10 bucks she knows.
They place it on mybookie.ag. I'll bet you $15 that it's a he.
I'll make it a parlay that Zach knows and she knows.
Oh, shit. Parlays is my new shit, dude. I'm doing that with the UFC this weekend. It's UFC 211, Stipe Miocic versus JDS, Junior Dos Santos. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing a crazy parlay. I'm putting $150 down. Let's check this out. $150 down. I'm parlaying on Stipe Miocic, Joanna Jędrzejczyk, and Damian Maia to beat Jorge Masvidal. If all three of them win, I profit $700.
Hey, you guys, if you're listening, you don't have to put stupid bets down.
No, that's an amazing bet. It's an incredible bet.
Yeah, and you can do this bet through the website?
You do it's easy. It's literally, my child can do it. I let my 4-year-old bet on the website for me. I'm not even lying about that. I'm like, James, do it. Do whatever you want to do, baby. But I win daddy some money. And then if he doesn't win me money, it's a problem. But we won't talk about what happens.
If Elmo wins the UFC championship this weekend.
Right. We know who's profiting.
So, no, it's super easy. You log on, go to mybookie.ag. You can support this show and get a 50% player bonus by using the code RAP. When you sign up, you get a 50% player's bonus, meaning...
RAP.
RAP, yeah, for Real Ass Podcast. Meaning if you put $100 down, you play with $150. You put $500 down, you play with $750. Whatever you want to do when you sign up, your first bet, and the first time you add money to your account, you get a 50% player's bonus. So go to mybookie.ag. You can bet on every sport under the sun, football, basketball, hockey, soccer, all that crazy shit, guys.
Awesome.
Mybookie.ag, use the promo code RAP when you sign up. 50% player's bonus, and it helps the show. So... All right, let's get into it. There was a video that I saw on Facebook, and apparently there was a new movement, and I love this. This is excellent, okay?
I always am with the new movement.
I've always said...
You have to be on the side of the newest movement, always.
I've always said that I'm a feminist.
Do you say that to...
What?
Does that help get girls, you think?
Almost every episode.
No, they all go, no, you're not. Get away from you, fucking gross animal.
Really?
Oh, this isn't that new, dude. You've noticed this, right, over the last couple of years?
No, but hold on. What experts?
It's not so much that... It's not like a free the boob thing. That's not what it is. Okay.
Women need bras for breast support.
Well, here's the thing. There's the new.
Of course, they show a hot girl. If they show some big ugly girl, we'd be like, whoa, wear the bra.
Where they're telling women that they shouldn't be wearing bras for a multitude of reasons, and this video kind of articulates everything. So go through the video. So
good choice.
Experts urge women to stop wearing bras. Here's why.
Because these girls are hot.
These nipples are great.
Why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see if this is like
bras do not prevent sagging. Two, bras increase breast cancer risk.
How?
Well, up to 100 times, Emma.
Who made
fucking
this video?
Dude.
Did you guys make this video?
Going radioactive bras.
Going bras improves circulation, it boosts collagen and elasticity.
This is bullshit. Some guy in their mother's basement
number
made
five,
this.
Your, and it makes your
it's the same darker. Guy who came up with cum is good for your skin.
Exactly. Yeah.
If going braless is not an option, at least go under wire free. It's great. Bralettes or whatever. All right, so that's it. So you've never heard this, Emma?
No, but this sounds like total.
I'm sold.
Can you fact check this stuff, Shannon?
Now can we finally make a correlation between panties and pussy cancer?
In all fairness, one of the women they showed was Christina Applegate, and she definitely doesn't need a bra anymore.
Yeah. True.
Well, here's the deal. First of all, there is correlations between pussy cancer and tampons. They say the non-natural tampons, putting them in, and it's true, and I've said this for a long time, having foreign objects in your body for extended amounts of time, you know, your body rejects
winner.
It, and no, it's going to turn you into a fucking, it's going to turn into cancer. Those fucking Nuva rings and shit that women are putting up inside of them, you're not supposed to have a piece of plastic.
No. Wait, so what are you supposed
to do? I love when you guess
do?
The medical news.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm so impressionable, too, that like I'm going to be like, wait, so what are you supposed to do?
I said this 6 years ago on Legion of Skanks, before Fuckface got mouth cancer. What's his name? From eating pussy. Michael Douglas.
Yeah.
Before that happened, I said,
"Pussy's gonna give you cancer." I'm telling you, I've been eating some stank ass pussy, and this shit's gonna give me cancer. One of these
tastes
days.
Like cancer. Tastes just like cancer.
Cancer.
And you have like an aftertaste with like aspartame and Diet Coke. Some pussies have that. Like that's not natural.
Yeah. Is this pussy not with real sugar? I'm sorry, I just can't. Any of the fake sugars.
I have. I only drink. I only eat Pussy Life. It's made with stevia and all-natural cane sugar.
One calorie.
No, listen, I'm telling you right now. I said this before Michael Douglas got mouth cancer. I was like,
Michael Douglas is going to get mouth
putting
cancer.
Putting dicks in your mouth and eating pussies all the time, you were not supposed to do that to each other.
No, I think, isn't that like one of the most natural things that could be?
No.
No,
what?
Fucking. It's supposed to go in the other hole.
You're supposed to fuck. You're supposed to fuck and then that come and then take it out and wash yourselves. And that's it.
No, you you're not supposed to wash. I think you're just supposed to let the natural air and grass breeze over you. I don't know. Thinking the most natural.
But yeah.
That's why I fuck and then roll around in dirt.
Yeah.
Nothing God's green earth can't cure.
But that's it's not just the free the nipple can't. That's a feminist movement where they're like, oh, okay. We want to be like men.
Yes, you're right.
Well,
because
also it's like you shouldn't
thing.
Have, they should be, it's about policing bodies. So it's like kind of like if they don't want to do that, then they shouldn't have to do that. The hard thing is breasts are so attractive, it's very distracting.
Here's the thing.
But
you can,
we should have to control ourselves and let them be however they need to be.
If you're okay, but aren't you kind of like, you're going to be somewhat of a, you can't get away from the fact that you're going to be somewhat of like a sexualized object. I just don't want to hear you complain about that.
You hear
if
that? You're
going to people need down. To be able to, people, if someone is really hot, then people need to kind of like not like look at them. It's tough.
No, look, if you're an attractive woman and you walk around where I can see your breast through your shirt or see the bottom
then
of your
God
butt
bless
cheeks
you.
Hanging out, I'm going to probably check you out a little bit.
Right.
And you're literally, you are
how
triggering.
How do you check girls out? Are you a gawker?
No,
you,
no, I'm not fucking. I'm
what
not,
do you
like,
do?
You know, I don't
like,
know.
Do it to Lewis.
You look.
I whistle.
You do?
Lewis is aggressive.
You whistle?
Sometimes.
I do it, but I feel like the... Really?
Yeah, like I do the old school like woo! Wolf whistle.
Lewis is a bit...
my tie starts spinning around.
That guy's eyes just pop out of his head. I'm going to go fuck that guy.
I'll look at someone, but I feel like the power dynamic is different. But I'll like... If someone walks by that I think is hot, then I'll like really do a turn and I'll like look...
You try to make eye contact. Well, you want them to turn back and give you the eye contact.
I'll usually... Or you know what I'll do some... Yeah, sometimes. Sure, I haven't done this in a long time. Is this legal in the States?
Am I woman? Here? Is it legal?
I don't know.
Is it legal to
I
do
pay
drugs?
No, attention.
No, it's not legal to do drugs.
No, but I'm just saying, you are, to use the lefty word, triggering. If you're just wearing shit like that, you're triggering like a physiological response from men. Men who are attracted to women or women who are attracted to women, whoever. You see something, it's literally like, I don't know what to say. It's in you. It's the real reaction is
you
to like...
You can't come out with tits. Here's the thing, right?
You can do it. Well, you can
actually,
do
you
it.
Can. I'll tell you why you can. I just changed my entire
hold on.
I made
some bad pussy.
Okay. My lungs should be dead because I smoke cigarettes, so I don't know what's going on. It should just be a black hole where my lungs are.
I made some black pussy.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
I'm up from under the
that
table.
That really hit you. You look really high now, too. That really got you.
I haven't smoked in a long time.
Okay, well, we're going to see what happens here. This got her shirt up above her head, like Mel. Yeah. Remember this scene in Mel?
Yeah. Bugging out.
Pull up the scene in Mel where she pulls her shirt above her head and they basically sexually assault a... she wasn't mentally handicapped. She was like an autist who was raised by wolves or something, right?
Is that... Oh, yeah.
That's equivalent to retarded. If you were raised in the forest and you're autistic, that's like...
Oh, yeah.
That's full-fledged
totally.
Retarded. You know,
you'd even probably have like retarded tendencies even if you weren't autistic. Raised in the woods, I'm pretty slow when I was raised by teachers.
That's true. The further you get from the city, the more like a retard you act. You know what I'm saying? So the suburban kids are a little more retarded. Kids who live up in the sticks are a little more retarded.
But you know what?
Out in the fucking wilderness, you're going to be a full-fledged retard.
Kids in the wilderness, though, they know how to do so much stuff that if we saw a city kid, we'd think they were retarded. Because we'd like know how to get from point A to point B in the city
grow
kid.
Up in the wilderness?
Yeah.
What?
I grew up in a town of like 2,000 people.
Wow.
And everyone
that's
was like so inventive.
Emma.
Way up, though.
That's pretty much.
No stoplights. An hour to the closest movie theater.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Rural Maine.
Like but, what was there in your town?
Well, I'm not joking, but we had a restaurant. We had...
They had a Chase the Lesbian attraction?
Yeah.
That was just my house.
No, there was a...
But you had a restaurant.
Yeah.
And
well,
what
actually,
kind of
no,
restaurant
we had
was
two
that?
Restaurants, but one was just open in this...
It was
we
called,
had the fish
it was
net.
Called the Pink Clam, and she has no idea what happened.
No, I was in the closet that night, and there was a girl that was out in my high school, and I kind of made fun of her.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. They had a pet cemetery, a clown that came every 27 years and killed children.
We had a fair, but we would just like go off-roading and like
you
hang out in the woods.
You bullied a lesbian?
I was mean in high school, yeah. She was bi.
A girl who likes pussy. Ew, gross. Who would be such a thing?
Oh, she was bi and goth, and like I remember her and this girl would like hold hands, and I'd be like, ugh, why do they have to do that? It's gross. And my friends would be like, why are you thinking
what's
about that?
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Did you ever see that? It's always stuck with me, but I forget if it was Showtime or HBO, but it was that documentary Outraged, but it was basically about how every congressman who's leading the charge for gay people shouldn't be allowed to get married, gay people is disgusting, and then they always find out that dude's sucking dick,
it does bother you because it triggers something. It's like, I was like, why are they doing that? It's like the cross-wiring of sociology being like, you should do this.
It's a fascinating psychological
thing, that example, because I'm so vocal about peaceful parenting with my son that like I was like, I wonder if people like go like, Lewis must be beating the shit out of his son.
Well, it almost makes you question other people in the peaceful parenting movement and whether they're like, is that, you know what? Look, the Jamie Kilstein thing kind of reminded me of that, where you're the guy like on the war path about all this other shit, and then like you're the one, you know, it's like, I don't know. It's just, there's something about that. And I think when you're, I mean, I would imagine if you're in that position where you're almost like you're fighting something about yourself, then you take out, you own the stance that's 180 degrees, like the most, you know, how could you ever question I'm gay? I'm the guy out here leading the charge against gay people.
I wonder if it's different, though, if you're an advocate for a peaceful thing. Because then, you know what I mean? Like, if he's for peaceful parents. Like,
no,
if he's,
I agree.
Like, really, or it'd be almost like if someone was like,
yeah, I'm a big libertarian. I'm not like fucking beating the shit out of anyone somewhere. Like, so I don't think you have to be that way.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right.
That'd be so funny if you
guys
were, though.
I'm fucking my kid up. This kid is getting fucking destroyed.
Are you guys share custody?
Yeah, but it's not like a legal thing. I live two blocks from them, and he, you know, spends every
that's
day. I mean,
good for the kid.
Of course, yeah.
My
he spends a,
about
yeah,
custody.
He, yeah,
and
he spends
good.
A few hours a day at my place, or I'll pick him up and bring him to school,
look,
or whatever it is. You know, it's
like if you can make it work in a non-hostile way, I guess that's ideal. But short of that, you guys are doing it about as good.
We blast heavy metal while we fight.
But he asks
for
it.
When we fight, we make it a fight.
Well, what are we going to do? Blast classical music and associate that with fighting?
Yeah,
no, crazy. You blast the music of fighting.
Yeah, we just put on
metal.
Fight movies. I was going to say this. I posted this the other day. You remember the movie Pump Up the Volume? Does anybody remember this movie?
Yes, kind of. What? Refresh my memory?
Pull up the trailer for Pump Up the Volume.
I do. Oh, that already just makes me miss my childhood.
Everybody knows that the days are loaded.
Where did you grow up,
dude?
Brooklyn.
Rolls with their fingers crossed.
You think about it, everything's polluted.
Is it a comedy or what kind of
schools? Yeah, it's a dramatic comedy. The 80s and 90s had a lot of like dramatic comedies. They were like funny, but it was like,
it'll make you laugh, make you feel,
make you think.
Are you listening to this?
Yeah, of course I'm listening.
Of course I'm listening. It's the first ever podcast.
That's what it is.
It's a movie about a podcaster.
About a high school podcaster.
Kevin Bacon podcasting.
Kevin Bacon, here's the premise of the movie is Kevin Bacon is a high school student and he gets like a voice modulator and does a pirate radio station that he plugs into like the local like radio, and then starts like fucking giving a real message to the kids.
Everything about 80s and 90s, the theme of everything was that high school is so fucking serious and real shit goes down in high school and your parents couldn't possibly understand the complex issues that a high schooler faces, and it is such bullshit and such a poisonous thing that we teach these kids. They all feel like they're out there.
They know nothing.
Dude, if you ever watch an episode of 90210, everything is them like explaining to their parents how complicated shit in high school is and how they could never get it. You don't understand, mom. Kids are having sex. Like, this is going on.
Even what's funny is like, even
what
like
are you fucking
every,
16, you right. retard?
Every right. decade, we kind of push back the responsibility age a few years.
Yes.
Right? So it's so funny. Even like back then in the 80s or the early 90s or whatever, I think that movie came out around 1990. You know, even back then, you know, people were more responsible at 25 than they are today. You know what I'm saying? Like, much more so, I think.
Kids were going to war at 17, you know what
I mean?
Yeah,
and,
like,
then,
like
and even,
just a different thing.
Even before that, it's kind of funnier. So everything, and I was thinking about this, like, people are having kids at a later age now, like, much later than they used to, right? So a lot of people at 35, 40, I think about that all the time. Like, I have a kid at 35, and I'm just like, oh, man, I should give myself more time. I should give myself more. And the attitude with young people is that nobody's having kids at 22, 23 anymore, right? But also, if you know this,
especially in the city, it's more common.
If you have older, if you're older when you have a kid, they're more likely to have to be mentally handicapped. So I also think there's something that everyone just seems to be getting dumber and also having the ability to share
more
ideas.
To. Biologically speaking, you're not supposed to. You're more fertile when you're younger.
I think
you
can always tell when a kid's got old parents.
Yeah.
You can always tell, like, somebody's old.
Are any of our parents old?
Damn it.
Yeah, you got old parents.
You're old cum.
Well, my
old cum.
It wasn't my dad. My
what's
mom's
up, old cum?
67. Is that old?
I'm 31.
Wait, hold on. She was 16 when she had you?
No.
yeah, that's old, Emma. That's very, very old, shockingly.
She's 67 now.
How old are you now?
I'm 31.
31. She was, and she was 16.
36.
36?
That's a little bit on the older side.
Older side, not crazy. I my dad was older. My mom was younger.
That doesn't matter, though. Our sperm fucking rock and roll. Rocks and rolls. Rock and rolls.
Yeah, that's right. That's rocks old. And rolls. That's old cum talking right there.
If the sperm gets old, it doesn't have the same effect that the egg's old?
No, the sperm's just chilling.
I don't know.
The eggs are all like, please fertilize me. The sperm's like, what's up, dude? You want a party? And then they go and they create this.
Right.
Dude, I love that. That guy Jordan Peterson was saying that. I just thought it was so funny. He was like arguing with some like social justice warrior chick. He was like 19. And he was just, at one point, I think he got frustrated, and he just goes, he's like, you don't know anything. You're 19. He goes, 7 years ago, you were 12.
That's it. That's
maybe just,
this is the best way to put it. I was 7 years ago, you were 12.
7 years ago, I was doing hammer fisting podcasts.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That amount of time is so short. And when you consider that, you know, 7 years from now, my son will be 11. That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
That's my crazy. Son will be fucking. It's crazy.
I was going to say he's still going to be so young.
Yeah, he's going to fuck.
If you don't fuck a 10,
but
he's
it's so
out
funny.
Of the house.
Then he's going to be
movie,
into the clown stuff.
That movie legitimately was just a kid podcasting, and all these kids were like, let me tell you something. No, you wouldn't have an audience. The truth is, this: if this was just a podcast, nobody would be listening to this fucking kid talk. And then
he doesn't have an angle.
The end of the movie, it's the he creates a mobile podcast unit on the back of his Jeep, and the FCC is chasing him through the hills of fucking New Mexico or whatever it is. The FCC and the FBI are all chasing this kid down because he fucking took over the airwaves. And it also sort of making me think, like the FCC was a real thing. Like, Howard Stern would get fined and TV. Why hasn't that really moved over to the internet yet? Why is the internet still free? I know they're trying.
Can I tell you
they
what
don't
happens?
Know what to do.
Here's what happens, dude. And it's a really, really great question. But it's like
technology moves too fast.
Yeah, that's it. Mm. The innovation moves too fast. Like, so what happened with, like, say, take Uber for a little bit, okay? If Uber had ever said, hey, medallion holders, our plan is to come undercut you. We're coming out in 5 years. We're going to do this. We're going to flood you. They would have bought off their congressmen, done everything they needed to do. They already have the congressmen. Yeah. That's why they have the medallion laws in place. So they would have bought it. They've been controlled. But it's happened so quick, and there's more
Ubers
than cabs.
And the government moves so slow.
Yes.
Well,
here's
it's
our
actually,
only.
It's beautiful.
This, by the way, just one more example, just to prove that. I just love this shit. Good. They tried to, under antitrust laws, the government, you know, they tried to shut down IBM. For being a monopoly in the computer industry, right?
Yeah.
And while the court, the slow government legal process was happening, this fucking hippie named Bill Gates was in his fucking lab somewhere and innovated a whole new thing. And then they went after fucking Bill Gates for being a monopoly. And then your boy, Steve Jobs, was sitting in some fucking room somewhere and he came out and fucking... So while they're like trapped in litigation, the market works 10 times faster. So that's the
And
I
you
think
don't know where
answer.
Stuff is coming from because of globalization. It's like, do we police this in the States or where the hell is it happening? And we
it's
don't
beautiful.
Know what's going on.
But this is why TV and radio should just—they should give up that whole model because they're getting killed by the internet because of that.
Well, believe me, they're trying though. Here's the thing: they're not going to stop. There's lawsuits pending against Uber. There's all this shit. Why do you think the government tries to pass a regulatory bill of the internet every year? Every year they try.
You have a small private business, especially these technology-based businesses, where you don't need 400 employees in order to make it a big business, right? You have, you know, a CEO and a few, you know, they're all college kids that just got out and they had this crazy app idea and they're all smoking weed and eating fucking Reese's peanut butter cups at their standing desks, right?
Oh, how good
are Reese's
Silicon
Valley.
Peanut butter cups.
And they just move fast. So where the government goes, well, we have to pass a law and we have to have all these people approve it on whatever level and all this red tape and all this other shit, these guys are going, dude, they're not going to be able to get this. Let's do this. Let's just change this little tiny thing. And then they've moved... You know, 20 steps ahead before the government could even get a little bit of headway.
You know what I think it is, dude? The essence of it, and this is why Stephen Molyneux makes the connection to peaceful parenting that you love so much, because I know you've said this before, that you go, when you're hitting your kid, you're lazy and you're not being creative, and when you remove that from the table, you get 20 times more creative and innovative. To me, that's the difference between the government and the market.
They call it laissez-faire parenting. Lazy. And you think that's fair? That's not the way it works.
That lazy. All right. Anyway, but you know what I'm saying? But it's so like because the business, you don't just have your tax money coming in. You got to convince customers to give you money constantly. So you're in a constant state of like innovation and thinking and improving. The government, you go to the DMV, they're just like, next.
Yeah,
like,
they,
I don't give a
so
fuck.
Funny.
This is the only place to get a license. We don't need you.
They for people to even call the government a business, it's laughable. You know what I'm saying? You'll hear that a lot. People are like, oh, the government's the biggest business of all. No, no, no. That's not a business. That's not the way businesses
work. Anti-business.
Businesses need to make themselves better in order to get their customers to keep on coming back. You need competition in business.
Yes, but
hold on. The government creates laws that say you need competition in business. Yeah, they don't. The biggest fucking ironic thing in the world.
They have antitrust laws. Yeah. They have a law that says, what if somebody were to form a monopoly on steel? Anyway, we write the laws. Anyway, the most important thing of all, the laws we claim a monopoly on. It's fucking insane. Government is it's religion. It's all a big joke. But anyway, what you were saying is just very, very interesting. That you'll no matter what it is, if you have that monopoly, you end up getting fucking slow and ancient. That's why someone like Gas Digital, you see, you guys fucking.
So what do you think they should do?
Abolish
themselves. Don't ask Dave. Don't
even get me. No. Oh right. Oh, that's the whole thing. Sorry.
Go on.
Sorry,
go on. Part of the problem.
That's a trigger question, isn't it? Yeah.
Don't trigger.
That was my answer. Abolish themselves.
Yeah. Right as I asked that, boom.
This is a thing that I saw. There's I guess poor kids are getting shamed in school because they can't afford their lunch. I guess they show up. And what will happen is they show up, and a lot of times it's like prepaid lunch cards. And, you know, they kind of have it anonymous, so you know, you don't know who's getting free lunch or who paid for their lunch. It's kind of a little system they have. But then what will happen is let's say a kid's free lunch didn't go through or there's some sort of fucking bullshit snag, then they'll literally take lunch from the kid in front of everybody and throw it in the garbage. Or like, wait, you lunch? Know,
they're not throwing it in the garbage.
Pull up the. I'll read the article right now. Pull up the article in the New York Times. I swear.
But even taking the lunch away, they've already.
On the first day of the seventh grade last fall, this is from the New York Times. On the first day of the seventh grade last fall, Caitlin Dolan lined up for lunch at her school in Cannonsburg, Pennsylvania.
They named her there.
When the cashier discovered she had an unpaid food bill from last year, the tray of pizza, cucumber slices, and apple and chocolate milk was thrown in the trash. I was so embarrassed at Caitlin, who said other students had stared. It felt really weird being denied food in front of everyone. They all talk about you. Caitlin's mother, Melinda, blah, 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 said her daughter qualified for free lunch, but the paperwork mix-up had created an outstanding balance, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, this is a regular occurrence. Holding children publicly accountable for unpaid school lunch bills by throwing their food away, providing less desirable alternative lunch, or branding them with markers is often referred to as lunch shaming, and it's widespread. Nearly half of the districts use some form of shaming to compel parents to pay bills.
Men.
Well, I mean, if it's parents paying a bill,
well, that's what it is.
The parents need to pay the bill. I mean, I don't know. It's like, I'm not for denying kids food. There's probably a better way to handle it.
Yeah, they should get a credit.
Than throwing it out in front of them. That's probably pretty insensitive and shitty. But like, again, this is what happens when you get all these fucking dude, I don't know. This problem just should be long solved in America. I'm sorry. We're not a poor enough country that there's actually a problem that we don't have enough wealth to feed these fucking kids and parents can't pay for fucking food. I'm sorry. Parents right now, you know what's wise? You cannot find a home without a flat screen TV in it today. You can't find, everybody has smartphones. And even these kids. Oh, look at the percentage of them have
it. That's not true. I bet if you go to some households, they didn't have a flat screen TV.
I'm just saying it's
in
pretty widespread.
In my household, I was poor. Like, I was on welfare, like real deal, Section 8,
you certainly
food
didn't have
stamps.
Flat screens.
Forget a flat screen. I'm talking about at the time. I mean, we didn't have cable. We had like a little shitty TV.
Yeah,
like,
but that's what I'm talking about with flat screens and smartphones obviously doesn't hold up for the 80s. I'm saying something about today. I'm saying today, this is different than the 80s. We have, our poor people are not starving. Poor people have an obesity epidemic right now. So I'm just saying, like, it's pretty crazy.
But then that's like an education.
Yeah. I don't know. I think you're kind of wrong about that. I do think there are people poor enough.
No, hold on.
I think that there are people poor enough that they don't have a flat screen in their house. That they
yes,
don't have.
There are
plenty of people, a lot of people. And the point is, in the 80s, I'm not saying that the standard was a flat screen or a TV. I'm saying that there was a standard of certain luxury items that I didn't have. I didn't even have, my phone didn't, like, we didn't have a phone in my house. You know
but
what I'm
saying?
Saying
we're a people far are, richer country than we were then. I'm making the point about today.
Maybe on average, but there's plenty of really poor families that don't
there's
have flat
poverty,
screen TVs.
There's still poverty, of course. But I'm saying, in general, amongst poor communities, it's pretty common that you will find them. You'll find nice shit. I mean, literally, you can get a flat screen TV now.
No,
for,
of course.
Nice
but
for
yeah, of course. There,
I mean,
there are.
Like,
there
it's
are,
not that crazy. You can actually finance it, usually.
Actually,
even poor people.
Che
most poor people are in debt
that.
At this point. Yeah. What?
When Che's talking about like Biggie saying like Sega Nintendo never thought of this. He was like, I grew up in the projects and like I could think about a Nintendo. He's like, it's like a couple $100.
Yeah.
He's like, I couldn't imagine these other things, but like a Nintendo.
They've also, it's also another thing. That's like technology's funny, become cheaper now. It's like, and look, this is the Steve Jobs thing, right? He wanted to make computers an appliance. That was the attitude he had. He said, in the future, everyone is going to have it the same way everybody has a microwave or a toaster oven. It's going to be a thing. And that was his vision. People back then, when you're talking
about
Bill
Gates. Because then
they'd
sell those things and get like five lunches.
Yeah.
And then what's the kid going to do?
But, you know, like those guys kind of had, their vision was for like, you know, a very specific sect of the world that were into computers. And Jobs was the guy who was like, oh, no, no, no. The vision here is that people will carry computers around with them. They'll be looking at them as they go to the, you know, the store.
Yeah, he nailed that. He really, really nailed that vision, that everyone would have a computer on them.
Yeah.
Right? That's a, like, you know, that's a really impressive insight to have.
So that's what it's kind of now. It's like everybody, it's almost become an appliance. You can't get by without internet in life. It's so much like you're competing on a different level. You know, Ari has a great joke about it. You know, now he's just talking because he has a flip phone. And he was like a flip phone is a new like cerebral palsy or Down syndrome or whatever. Right. He was like, I'm just walking around at the brain capacity of a mentally handicapped person compared to what everyone has.
I can't if you just
look at what it is, right? Let's say this, just forget the fact that it's not actually attached to your body. And they say in the future it's going to be attached to your body, like a phone and all that. And you'll have a microchip.
The pill. There's always theories.
So just forget that it's not attached and just really realize what it is. It's a fucking computer that's on your arm that gives you all your answers and everywhere you need to go and literally everything
And that you'd probably say, like, I remember, this is my example, someone else said this, so I can't remember who, but that you go, so my mother in her day probably paid about as much for a calculator, you know what I mean, as I paid for, like, my iPhone. And if you think about how many hundreds of thousands of times more powerful a phone is, you know what I mean?
Well,
like,
your mom never paid $600 for a calculator.
No, but, like, for a graphing calculator or something like that?
Yeah, that was like $300.
No, like $300 when she was a kid. They were really fucking expensive.
When she was a kid.
Yeah, they were really expensive. No, it's actually a very...
I watched too much comedy.
Yeah.
But Ali Wong, did you see Ali Wong's special?
I saw, like, parts of it. Very good.
Yeah,
very good.
But she talked about, like, the scam of those calculators where they're paying a couple $100 for a calculator.
But that's like the thing. It's like now you pay, you know, like a few $100.
It's almost like people like
the calculator is the least
of
what the phone
technology.
Right, you want to plan with your phone.
You would think that like people. I mean, we can't evolve fast enough. You know,
I just thought of a scam that I saw somebody do with their calculator.
Ooh, I love
once
a scam.
That I thought was. I took like college classes in high school, and it was all these in Jersey City, and there was like all these smart ghetto kids, and one kid took his graphing calculator and drew the perfect Tetris screen, and then sold Tetris to the other kids, and it was just the picture. But people thought he was playing Tetris on his phone.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he was like, oh, yeah. Like
that would have
bucks.
Blown my mind if there was Tetris on that
shit. $10, I'll put Tetris on your calculator. Oh. And then he did it. And
didn't
it was just
those
a picture
kids get
he
but what happens
as
is
hell?
Beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
It's a terrible scam, actually.
Yeah, because...
then there's 30 kids that just beat the shit out of you.
And know where you're going to be
at.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. Well, but you got yourself a whole bunch of sour patch
kids. You don't go to people that can find you and scam them like that. Like, yeah.
What happened to
them? You know, it's like, you remember the scam back when iPads first came out? And they were like, they would show up at like a shopping, because you couldn't get them anywhere. Like, they were sold out everywhere. So you'd show up at like a parking lot, and it would be a mirror. Like, a mirror underneath there, because that's the way it looked when you opened the package. And then you give it to them, and then you fucking dip out, you know, give them a $300 iPad, you dip out on them. But that would be like going to like a family reunion and just selling $300 iPads to everybody and be like, hey
right.
guys.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
I should note, it was all nerdy high school kids.
Yeah, yeah.
They did it too?
Well, yeah. He should.
They didn't even ask
it
to probably
try didn't
work the Tetris?
Out too well for him.
They, well.
So, but that's the thing. We can't evolve fast enough to keep up with the technology. Like, you almost figure you would have to be like, you know, we could be superhuman if we were able to kind of like, if you figure what that does for you and makes like how smart it makes you,
yeah,
or
but if you...
how adaptable it makes you to your environment. It's almost like human beings are kind of like, we're not really as good as the technology that
no,
we're
but
creating.
But that's the thing is like, you're almost like, if you said, if you look at it, if you forget that it's not an extension of your body and you almost look at it that and you're saying it's going to become that, it's almost like, oh, we've found a way to speed up our own evolution. I think
right,
it's
like
one and the
us.
Same. The yeah. computers aren't like, we're making the computers to evolve us. I mean, it's insane, dude. Like, I think about this a lot with the shit I do with
like
the political stuff. You know how much, like, I'm so lucky I live in this time. I get to just come off so much smarter than I am. All the fucking
that's
facts
funny.
Are right in front of me. I'm not like the type of guy, I wouldn't have gone to a library every night and slaved over this shit. I wouldn't know nearly as much shit as I know if it wasn't all there. It's all right fucking there.
Yeah, you can almost be like, a lazy genius.
Yeah, like you get to, like, what an advantage I have over, like, me in the 80s.
Laissez-faire thinking.
That's some laissez-faire.
Yeah.
But it really is, like, unbelievable, and it applies, and we're still, if you think about it, like what Lewis is saying, the speed of evolution, we're kind of in the infancy of it still, which is what's nuts. Like, this shit's going to blow up all types of craziness.
Yeah, I know. It's coming. The rise of the machines. I've talked about it a million times on the show. It's over.
I think it's good, though. Yeah. I think it's going to be a good thing.
Yeah. Would you be down to have, like, your credit card or whatever, like, put on your body?
I want to not be the first round.
Right.
I want to sit back and make sure.
I would want to say no.
Cancer, dude. I'm telling you right now, you cannot put robots in your body.
Nope. Sorry, Mr. Robot. I developed this cancer theory a long time ago. Yeah. I will not eat your robot pussy. I will not take your robot chip.
Pants are free. James, get on my back. James, get on Papa's back. We're not doing robots.
Everyone's flying with their robot wings.
We'll walk, James. We'll walk. We'll walk cancer free.
Well, I'm going to get cancer because I keep on thinking about cancer. I'm going to fucking will it into my own body.
Oh, God.
But there's something to that. Everyone calls me stupid, but if you just use logic, it's not that crazy, right?
If you everything just use logic and you think, everyone's calling me stupid.
No.
Odds
wait,
are.
So you do no technology stuff that would is be bringing in cancer?
Who holds his phone to his face 90% of his day?
Right.
90%.
I don't like it.
Well.
If you do it.
But not happy about it.
I'm telling you right now, like, ear cancer is going to become more of a thing because you're taking this piece of fucking plastic and you're pressing it to your ear all the time.
Right.
I promise you, on a physical level,
is
having...
Is ear cancer officially a cancer?
I've never met someone who's had ear... I've never heard of ear cancer.
Listen to me. Not
fucking
he's making
skin
up
cancer.
Cancers.
Skin cancer.
Yeah.
You're going to get skin cancer on this fucking cheek because you're taking this piece of plastic that's not supposed to be on your cheek all the time and putting it there.
And this is medicine, what you think about while you're on the phone.
How about the brain that's an inch away from the thing you're talking about?
No, because it's not touching it.
Yeah, but Lewis,
he knows how this works.
Lewis, you can't just like kind of figure out medicine.
I just
with
did.
What sounds right.
I just did.
Yeah,
and it's ear cancer.
You can't accurately figure out
I did it. Shannon, is there something to that? Can you get cancer by rubbing your phone on your face?
Oh, what I have up is there is an ear cancer.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
Idiots.
Okay, what?
Did you just Google it and an article
idiots?
Lewis wrote pops up?
Is ear cancer associated with cell phones?
It's called Part of the Problem Podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
Boom! I took a shot. I'm sorry. Oh. I was thinking of what to attack in the room. There had to be something.
That's okay.
Tell me about it, Shannon.
Okay, it says the IARC has classified RF fields as possibly carcinogenic to humans. Based on limited evidence of possible increase in risk for brain tumors among cell phone users and
that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the plastic casing of a cell phone rubbing
right.
against your
so
cheek.
So your thing, there's no science at all behind.
No,
but
that's some stupid theory.
There is.
That's some stupid theory. My fucking thing.
This is well-founded in Gomez logic.
We'll see. You guys are all going to fucking see.
Well, we're going to see. You're the one who's going to see.
No, we're all going to see. When everyone's got fucking bubbling cancer.
I was right, wasn't I? What? What? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I was right.
I'm sorry, I have ear cancer. I cannot
hear
you.
I'm suffering from double ear cancer here, but I was right, all right? I mean, this double ear cancer is brutal.
You're going to lose it, but my earphones just started working. That's why I'm like, whoa.
They just started working.
I got to pull the thing in. But
that's fun.
Oh, that's fucking...
That's great.
Oh, it's all good, but that's why now you guys, I can both really hear you.
Turns out, Mr. Gomez, your ear cancer is not on your phone. Have you been listening to Dirty Pussy? I can hear the ocean.
Well, I can tell you, it's either plastic or dirty pussy.
Shannon, is there anything to that? Can you rub plastic on your body?
Well, as far as cell phones, everything that's coming
dildos,
up has to do
it. Dildos? I bet
it's
dildos
not the,
will
it's
cause
not
cancer?
The plastic. It's the, aren't you, if it would be cancerous, wouldn't it be like the radio waves?
Yeah.
A ring? I bet you there's fucking finger cancer.
Oh, yep, absolutely. A lot of people. Half the reason people don't get married these days.
Yeah, but the finger cancer.
The ring finger cancer. I love you, baby. I want to spend my life with you, but
it's just this goddamn ring finger cancer.
Come on, I got a future.
All right, let's. It's been fun so far. We're gonna do some questions here in a second. Yeah, Shannon, let's do some questions.
Give me a fucking answer. 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 Give me a fucking answer.
I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
All right, you know what's up? Real Ask Questions segment, facebook.com/LewisJGomezComedy. Go leave a question on the morning of the show, usually around 9 a.m. Mondays and Wednesdays. I will post something. And you guys just leave a little question. I try to answer them. Starting next week, actually starting Wednesday even, if you're listening live, you guys can email lewis@gasdigitalnetwork.com. LUIS@gasdigitalnetwork.com. No, fuck that. You cannot. Better yet, you can submit.
He's done a classic Gomez 180.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Better yet, you can submit your questions if you're not, because a lot of people.
Real Ass Podcast is going to 3 times a week. No, scratch that. We're canceling the show. See you guys later.
No, some people aren't on Facebook, and I've gotten that complaint a lot. So I won't make it exclusive to Facebook anymore. If you guys want to submit your questions through GomezComedy.com, just go to the contact page and submit your question right on the contact page. Just put it in the subject that it is for the Real Ask Question segment. And I'll always pick out a few of the questions every week from both Facebook and from the email. Mondays and Wednesdays, you know what the fuck is up.
That many people don't have Facebook?
A lot of people. A lot of people. So here it is, guys.
Some go mites go rogue.
Here it is, guys. Let's do it. Devin Cronin wants to know, a chick sucking two cocks at the same time, is it gay? Great question.
Gay of who? Her or the guys, obviously.
That's how you interpret it, Emma?
I say zero gay, depending, unless the guy is part of the attraction, is that the other guy's dick.
In porn, the dicks touch a lot.
Yeah. But I think the dicks could touch, but they'd still be like so fucking into the girl that it wouldn't be gay. Because I think gay is a lot about like your feelings. Like if he's like, oh my God, my dick's touching this guy's dick, I feel nervous.
Emma
that's
makes
gay.
A good point. Gay
if it's
is
just
in
like
the
you're like
beholder.
Pounding some pussy and then you're like dicks touch.
Well,
it'd you know, be funny. Gay. You'd even be thinking about the other dick.
Let's go in order of gay expertise. Zach, you're next.
Is it gay?
The meeting.
If
is that
you
gay?
Scotch tape the heads of the dicks together. And she
that's
you add a lot of funny.
Like that's interesting.
Funny and gay like work inverse. Like the funnier you make it, the less gay it is.
I would scotch tape my dick to Lewis's dick in a heartbeat just for laughs.
But would you be hard?
Could you get hard scotch taping your dick to my dick?
I don't think so.
That's gay.
What part of it would make you unhard? His dick part or the scotch tape?
Performance anxiety.
That's a little gay. Actually.
And the idea of having
you're
to
worried
take the
about
tape
what he
off.
Thinks.
Yeah. Look, if I didn't like it, we would take his name off the new logo.
Right.
I would say.
Look, me and Lewis have, back in our younger days, we double banged a few unlucky, unsuspecting young women. And I would never do that part of it. Like, if a chick was sucking your dick, then she'd have to, like, stop.
We've done shit where. Well, here's the thing. We've double teamed chicks.
Don't you get turned on watching the other girl, like, the girl suck another guy's dick?
Sure.
And it's more
about. But I couldn't have my hard dick touch Lewis's hard dick.
Right.
It's a weird thing about saying, when your dick's hard, something else rubbing up against
you.
Yeah, of course.
Remember years ago, we were getting double blown by a chick. Well, it wasn't even double blown. It was like, I think it was there was two chicks, right? And I touched your dick during it. What happened? How did that work?
Oh.
Yeah, she
oh, that.
Like, yeah, she was. She was sucking your dick. I don't remember. Hold on. What was the movement?
Right, I think that would be alarming.
Dude,
but
I had, like, my dick up against her ass. And Lewis was in front of her. And he just went to, like, grab her
while
ass.
I was making
like
out
that,
with her.
While he was making out with her. And Lewis was just, like, hands just, like, closed in.
My middle
thing. Like, they were coming in. Like, the walls were closing in on my dick. Like, my dick
like
was in a secret room.
In Star Wars.
And, yeah, I said to sit there and plot out my dick. And it just got me out of the head.
Like Indiana Jones, like, his dick got his hat just in time.
Right.
Oh shit!
I touched his dick and I was like, "Oh, that was
right.
dick skin."
Yeah.
There's something about dick skin; it doesn't feel like real skin. This does not feel like Dave's dick.
Right?
Nope, not at all.
Dave's dick feels like Dave's dick. I'll tell you that much.
That's all it is. I swear to God, you could reach in blindfolded; you would have never had to meet me. You could just reach in and be like,
"That's
Dave's
dick.
Dick. That's Dave's dick."
There it is.
But that was years ago. Now I've settled down.
Yeah. If you're here's the thing: if you see that in porn with the dicks touching, that's a little gay. I think
it's not gay unless the guys are like into that. Otherwise, it's just like
look,
their quest to hook up with the girl.
If you're just, no, but a quest, you're fucking chicks in porn.
Right.
If your dicks are touching and you can keep your dicks hard, in that moment, you have, you're not.
I thought you meant exclusively if like the both dicks are in the mouth. But if they're not, if it's like the two dicks are
what
touching
do you think
alone.
That's weird too. My dick touching another man's dick is not happening.
But if she was blowing both you guys and you guys were both in her mouth.
We've done that, but you take one out. First of all, I wish there was room for my dick if Dave's dick's in her mouth. Are you crazy? Dave's dick fills up that whole space.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Come on,
nah. Hypothetically.
We could find room for your dick somewhere.
You just got to find the right girl. That's what it is.
What's from the cartoons?
The big dog, little dog?
I was thinking, not Daffy Duck. There was the one.
Foghorn Leghorn and the little boy?
Maybe. I don't know. But I guess they've done a few variations of that one. But there was one at the baseball game. Like, say it ain't so. Say it ain't so.
I just picture Lewis's dick living on Dave's dick and like eating bugs off of it.
My dick would look like Dave's dick's quado.
Is Dave's dick way bigger than your dick?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
like
not,
twice the size.
Whatever. Twice the size.
It's twice the size, I would say.
More.
No, not length. Not length. But if you look at the entire mass.
If you're talking weight class.
Yes.
My dick could never fight Lewis's dick.
Dave's dick, without a doubt, weighs twice as much as my. If the whole package with balls. Twice as much.
Wow.
Guaranteed.
I don't know about that.
If you weighed it, I see.
See, what's so funny is because so
we pee next to each other. Sometimes they look down. I'm like,
but none
damn.
Of this is gay. The only thing that's gay is
if it touches.
But it stays hard.
Oh, him looking down at my dick while I pee? No, that's not gay.
I look at everyone's dick next to you. I don't.
That's just a man. That's just a man admiring some fine work.
Yeah. I think that totally makes sense.
Yeah.
So I think it could also not be gay if they're. Well, I don't fucking know.
I think in porn when they do the double vaginal, that's one quarter gay.
Nah.
Like two dicks in one pussy.
Hold on, this is a weird number. Let me see what this is. Hold on. Sometimes. Hello. Hello.
Why do so many phone calls sound like Skype calls now?
It pisses me off so much.
It's like 50%,
right? Get a,
as like some of my friends, I think it's about what phone they have or whatever, but it's just like every time you call them now, it's like that Skype
Facebook
call
audio,
sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks. Okay. I don't like it.
So the official question was, is
two
it
dicks
gay?
In the mouth.
In the mouth? I say no.
Yeah, look, if your dicks are touching,
I say totally depends.
If your dicks are touching and they're staying hard, it's a little gay, okay?
What if it was only like 10 seconds, though?
If you stay hard, it's
like,
a little gay.
That's 9 seconds too long to not notice.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Let's do another one. Frederick Paul McKay III wants to know, what's the best reference you can give to someone with little business experience who wants to start their own, be it construction or topless coffee shop?
Wait,
the
what?
Best like business advice you could give them?
Well, yeah. This is your field, Lewis.
No, it could be all of our field. We're all
business.
Wait,
a topless
owners.
Coffee shop? They had one of those in Maine, and it shut down. But they had a topless coffee shop. Yeah, right. Boom! We're closing down today. No, the reason they should shut down.
Bro, put your shirt on.
Yeah. We're trying to make some money over here. Like, Jesus Christ.
That dude's got some sexy pecs.
If I did have really big breasts, I'd probably remove them, actually.
Would you?
Yeah,
you...
I would not like it.
Really?
I'd feel really uncomfortable.
You're one of them's almost coming out, and I've been trying not to look at it. It's just fucking hanging out. Do you have a bra on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you know you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't need to for sport. I just always
If you're going to wear it, try to wear one without an underwire. Yeah,
I went to the doctor this morning, and I ran over here. But the donut shop closed down because arson. Someone lit a... They think one of the patrons fell in love with one of the waitresses, and then...
That's the
Google
problem with topless
Maine
donuts.
Topless donut shop, it'll pop up.
Pull it up.
Maine topless donut shop.
I would love it.
Like Mysterious Fire. But
that's okay. I here's the thing. The problem with topless and donuts for me personally, right, is I'm a fat guy still at heart, right? So I'm not feeling
your tits
sexy.
Are blocking the Boston cream.
We talked about it earlier in the show. If I've made a decision to eat a donut, I'm in a depressed
donut, yeah.
place. I don't want to be around hot chicks.
Right.
I want to be by myself.
Crying,
yeah, that makes sense.
Crying.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, there's no happiness. We were up at Moon Tower and they have that voodoo donuts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did you try?
I didn't try it.
Isn't that tough?
In a good mood.
Right. It's a dilemma.
I was in a great mood.
Yeah, and you can just picture things going off the rails. And
well,
you can be normal
thing.
Around some
Everyone's
people
like,
and then you're
like, yay, let's go party. Let's have a voodoo donut. Yay. And I'm like, listen to me. You guys, it's like a heroin addict. The same
yes.
way, you guys are trying to get me to yep. do heroin right now, you're one of my only good friends because you'll fucking, if I'm eating bad, Dave will go, dude, what are you doing?
Right.
The same way a friend would come up to somebody that started drinking again, Dave has a look of disappointment on his face like, what are you doing, dude? I see where this is going.
Yep. Mm.
You're going to fucking crash a car into a ditch while you're just fucking shoving cheeseburgers into your face.
Well, that's not exactly. It's just, you know, you're going to get fat. I don't think you're going to crash a car.
Maybe.
Oh, you could go nuts. Because it's like feeding into the impulse.
Also, you always have an airbag attached
right.
to your body, so who gives a shit?
Plus, it'd be so fucking depressing.
I sit on Lewis's lap every time we go on a road trip.
Yes.
It's amazing for you. Like, I mean, it fucking sucks. It's just like whatever your natural like metabolism or whatever, but it's so easy for you to like you have to work so hard to get like healthy, and then it's so easy to just fall. Like in one fuck up, you'll just fall right off, you know?
Did the main topless donut shop pop up?
Did you find Shen?
It happened maybe 2-3 years ago.
It all keeps coming out from 7 or 8 years ago, so I don't know if it's the right one.
Pull it up. Maybe it's
I bet there's probably only one.
Because the problem is Shannon's looking on YouTube, so there has to be a video made about it in order for her to...
It definitely, I mean, it was all over the news.
That's okay. Play it. There we go. Go play the video, because it's probably the same one.
Top off your coffee is a whole different meaning at this coffee shop in Maine. The Grandview Topless Coffee Shop opened in Vassalboro Monday.
It's laid back. People are very comfortable here. We make them comfortable.
But this is before
Waitress Jenny LaBrie covered up for this
that was
interview
the beginning of the fire.
Says people shouldn't get the wrong impression of the business.
Some people think this is a prostitution ring, which it's not. We have no private rooms whatsoever.
She's probably the hottest one they had.
We're topless wait staff.
All right, where do we fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's topless. Why would they show it? I don't know.
You just want
Where do they get video?
What's going
video
on?
Of Emma Willman.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Where do they get video evidence of Emma?
Wait, I gotta take my shirt off and drink steaming hot coffee.
This is a twist I didn't know. I wonder if there were two topless.
Wait, this guy opposes the business. Or she does.
Who's that fucking guy?
Well, first, her name is Paula Furbush.
Hold on, I want to hear what she says.
Oh, he's wasted.
Well, I don't think it's funny, you know, and why aren't you doing it in your own town?
It's my own town.
But what is your purpose?
Yeah, to make money.
What is your the economy is
I
right
mean,
now.
Look
I
what a scumbag that guy looked like.
Get some jobs out there.
Anything to get the jobs out there.
Why does everyone look like a Legion of Skanks fan in this video?
Have you been to Maine?
Yeah. Look at this guy. It's
one
dude.
Who the fuck is this guy?
It's one Twinkie 16-year-old homosexual kid that they're using.
Dude, give me a large coffee and get out of my fucking face.
There's not even that many places to sit in there. I thought it would be packed.
It's not like a trendy. I thought it was going to be like a trendy,
cool.
Hey,
dude, you're fucking lucky. No. You're lucky this is the only decent cup of coffee for miles. All right, just give me two large coffees and try
that. If there are two topless donut shops in Maine, though, how weird would that be? Because I don't know if that was the same story I had heard.
That's crazy.
That
was not a cool place at all.
The
I thought it was
going to
be a trendy,
cool
like trendy spot that you would like. Like, oh, it's
no,
kind of cool
and
hip,
no,
hot chicks.
No, it was like a scene from Twin Peaks.
No, you were giving Maine a lot of credit with that. Maine's real down homey.
There's no private rooms, but there's always a private room.
Who the hell was that guy? That was so weird.
All right, let's get one more in. One more question. Final question.
Did we have to give the guy advice?
Oh yeah, we didn't give him advice. Don't. A topless donut shop, don't do it.
Just be true to yourself. Never forget. Just generic stuff.
No, I mean, look, here's the thing.
Whether you believe you can or you can't, you're right.
I got to be honest with you. Look, I will give actually good advice here, okay? Mm-hmm. Because it's not so much. The problem is, I think when people try to start businesses, they're obsessed with making it this unique idea, right? It doesn't necessarily have to be a unique idea, right? Just make it the best. I think if you say you want to open up a fucking donut shop, is it being topless making it any better? Are you making it better fucking donuts, better coffee? Is it a better experience for your customers? Or are you just kind of doing some weird thing to kind of attract people's eyes to it? But the reality of it is that isn't an experience that people want. Nobody wants to eat donuts and look at tits. That's the truth. I'm being honest with you. Like, it's Zach is probably the key demo. Does that sound like a fucking
or
real place?
Or
they'd want
to do it once. It's not like a...
You do it one time, you're like, dude, I don't know. I'm going to spend $5 on a shitty donut.
Also, not during the day.
Is it what do you think, Zach? Because you are the only person who would ever. I mean, first of all, you look like you'd be the mascot.
I feel like the whole business is riding on you right now. Yeah. Like if you're not in, no one's.
I think
be.
It would depend on the as fat as this is. It would depend on the donut.
I thought you were going to say depend on the girl.
I will say it does.
Depends on the donut.
I got you totally though. No, because I was thinking
depends
that too.
On the donuts.
But
what type of donut are we talking?
Yeah, what type of donut?
I agree.
I agree, honestly.
The only thing I'll say is, look, if you got...
And the donut would have to be so good to subsidize bad breasts.
And
it could.
I'm actually not... I'm being consistent with the statement here, okay? Because if you're going to do it, okay, they have to be crazy hot chicks, and they have to be crazy good donuts.
Yeah, if it was a bad donut and a hot chick.
You know, the idea could work. Any idea, truthfully speaking, any
you
idea...
You throwing me Dunkin' Donuts and mom tits?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
My problem is anybody who comes up with an idea like that, I don't think that they're looking at it from like a real idea of creating this quality
experience. You think they just want some quick free
They
press.
Want a trick.
Right.
They want a trick, and I don't think
get
that that's the best
way to do it.
Get you
in there for their shitty donuts.
Either open like a cool strip club or open a good donut shop.
Or both, next door to each other, and the fucking late at night people go and have late night donuts at your cool donut shop, you know, after they go to the strip club.
Oh, that sounds kind of cool.
I just think it's a weird...
then you don't serve booze? I guess you could. It'd be late at night.
I can't believe no one's done as a business. Kurt Metzger had this joke. And I thought I loved it so much because I've always felt this way. But you remember, I won't do it justice, but he had the bit where he was like, I hate strip clubs. He was like, who is this for? Mm. Like, it's just like kind of like tearing down the whole thing. And you're like, and it really, to me, it's like, I could just like remove, I would be like, first off, turn the lights up. I want to see a girl if she's going to fucking be naked. That's kind of the thing. You're like, I don't need a laser light show. I don't care about pole dancing. I don't care about any of this. You're like, I'd almost rather just see a real chick strip than someone get in this like sexy outfit and do like a fucking like this, it like in the dark, do a pole dance. I don't care about any of this.
What do you
How
want?
Has no one opened a strip club that's just like, what Girls Gone Wild was 10 times hotter than going to a strip club because it was just like a real girl.
This is,
like,
by the way, it's really Steve Jobs. We can always bring it back to Steve. I love him.
What do you do?
Steve, well, here's the thing.
Well, he's the last book Lewis read.
Well, I'm a third through the book. So,
you meant Will Reed.
Reading.
So, no, here's the thing, okay? What he recognized was that it was about user experience. And from when you know, everything from the way, when you open an iPhone, they have consciously made that experience. That's your first
undeniable.
Experience with them. The first experience with them is when you open the box, right? And when you open that box, they want it to kind of be this, like, almost like really easy, amazing.
It's the reason, it's the reason all my products are Apples.
Yeah.
Because I'm a retard when it comes to technology. I need that.
So that thing right there, you're talking about, you know, the strip club experience, right? Nobody really, the user experience, nobody actually wants neon lights with a girl kind of shaking her ass on a stage
like that. Right, it's
like
a thought out thing.
That's not
pole dancing was definitely invented by women. That is not male.
People are telling
you,
you
don't
that
like
that's
watching
what
someone pole dance.
People
at all?
Are telling you that's what it is.
Depends on the
donut.
And that's
what you like, right? So then you kind of go, oh yeah, I guess that's what I like, and that's why I like a strip club. But in reality, the only people who like strip clubs are kind of sad dudes, and the reason they like it is because it's the only time they get a chance to see some pussy
girls,
or you know, talk to a hot chick. So the reality, I never like going to strip clubs. You know,
I mean, either I get very depressed. I dated two strippers.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah. You
but
told
that
story on the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, but that. Oh yeah, the last when I did that, that was awful.
Oh, not good.
Yeah, I think I had just gone through the breakup when I was on.
Right, right. But that's it. It's the user experience with the strip club that they need to kind of reinvent. And that's what this guy, if there's real advice, because I have to go, I really do have to leave right now. The real advice that I'll give you, and this is kind of like a philosophy that I have across the board, whether it's comedy, Guest Digital, Skankfest, you know, break down your business into departments. Break it down to, like, you know, whatever it's your marketing, whether it's, you know, you know, the employees that you hire, whether it's, you know, whatever your business is. Let's say it's a donut shop,
you
right?
Bring Zach in.
So the quality of your donuts, how hot the chicks are, the cleanliness of your business, the friendliness of the staff, your social media presence, your marketing. And let's say you could break it all down in to different, like, you know, departments. And if you could, you know, almost give a grade score and quantify every department and really look at it, right? Just make sure that every single week or month when you're kind of grading each department, you're always moving that needle higher. And if you do that across the board and you increase the quality, you know, of every single area of your business, what I've learned is that naturally the money, the fans, the things that you're looking for will naturally follow suit. Don't focus so much on the money. Focus on those other little things that will just the side effect or the peripheral effect is you making money and you getting fans or whatever it happens to be. So
and also, if you're going to open up a strip club donut shop, call it Holes.
Yeah, that actually is perfectly in line with what you're saying in the beginning, because then the topless part is just a gimmick, which is counter to what, you know, building it up the other way around.
Exactly.
Lewis doesn't do gimmicks.
I don't do it. All right, let's go, man. Great show. Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, coming at you like Cleopatra. No gimmicks here. No gimmicks here. Great show, boys and girls. Go to iTunes. Leave us a positive review, 5-star ranking, all that shit. Make sure you follow the rest of the guests and team here on Twitter. Zach is not funny on Twitter. Emma Willman, EmmaWillman.
You got it.
On Twitter. Comic Dave Smith as well, at Lucia Gomez. I am Shannon Lee. We will see you guys Wednesday with Joe List and Mike Racine.
Awesome.
Peace.
That's all, folks.